Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
Michael Marin, I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento.
Hello!
I'm Michael Marin, I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento.
Hello!
Oh, God. I don't mean it.
I need a second, really. I don't have all the tapes in. Give me a second.
I'm Mike O'Meara, and I'd like to see everyone join us from Las Vegas from Sacramento.
Hold on. The music came in too loud on that one.
Oh, no.
Give me a second. It's just like one of those dumb tape cartridge things that...
I'm Mike O'Meara, and I'd like to see everyone join us from Las Vegas from Sacramento.
Oh, there you go.
Good feeling.
There you go. Here are some guys who... Saying welcome to Sacramento, Mike.
Yeah, I think they're from Sacramento.
That's a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
They call it Twin City, you know.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Richard Wagstaff Clark, and all the ships at sea. Pray for death. Because you're Don Geronimo and Mike. Whoa!
Donna Mike Show, new episode of this Donna Mike Show, 03, 04.
Hi, Donna Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
And it's Wednesday.
I'm Mike O'Meara, and I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento.
That's next week.
That really sound wimpy there.
That's next, because you have conviction in what you were saying. You were really believing.
I had the electrodes attached to me when we
broadcast from Mandalay Bay next Friday in beautiful Las Vegas. You're inviting all of your fans.
My friends and fans.
All of your money fans from Sacramento.
From Sacramento, from Reno, and especially... from Las Vegas, right there where we have an affiliate.
Listen here, more specifically, listen again to what you said yesterday.
I'm Mike O'Meara, and I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento.
From Sacramento.
You mean...
Well, that's what you said.
You can take it out of context.
No, you can't take it out of context. You're like one of those athletes.
You know, you can take it out of context, because really, if you take it out of context, it would sound like the only people I want there would be from Sacramento.
I'm Michael
Marin, I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento.
Guilty.
And I'm going to go with the new pronunciation of Sacramento.
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 I really normally
like with a UH on the end instead of an O.
I usually have very good diction, but there I was just going Sacramento.
See, what the sad thing there is, you had already said it once, and in the effort to tape you again, you had already lost any sort of vim for repeating it.
The freshness was gone. Yeah, you're right about that.
Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. That's from anywhere in America that you hear us on this regional coast-to-coast network. Canada, 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. Marge Schott is dead. We covered that yesterday in a movie tribute to Marge Schott. Mm-hmm. However, I have to read you something from USA Today. A newspaper that I believe... our producer read today.
Charlie Brayhill combed through the USA Today.
Not really sure if he understood it, but this was his first day. Now, keep in mind, he's the producer of a radio show that deals in pop culture and current events.
We should check around the building and see if there's any newspaper with food stains on it.
Mike, you'll be sad to know that the Washington Post that sits in front of you...
Yes.
You're getting all of Broyhill's germs and skin shavings.
Rob, is this? Wait a minute, is this the one you bring home from home?
Pieces of food.
Is this a third hand newspaper?
Actually, today, like fifth, because it was Carrie, Big Daddy, me, and Charlie. Yeah.
But why don't you just get the newspaper on your own?
Consider that done.
Okay.
Consider that. Official.
Because I know that with Big Daddy, Rob's grandpa, and right. with Rob and Carrie and his kids.
I begin making the post Monday, boys.
You're okay with that. But once against a monkey germs on that.
Gotta definitely get in touch with my carrier.
Gotta get your carrier.
Because, yeah. I mean, I
gotta
you know,
make that happen. You're a radio star.
I got a longer driveway now than I had before.
You're a radio star. You got to get the newspaper.
I'm not going down to the end.
your driveway?
Halfway.
Well, I have to drive.
Yeah.
To the end of your driveway.
Yeah.
It's
not like your driveway.
You know what that is?
What?
That is a problem my good friend has solved by a golf cart.
Well, I wish I had one. Yeah. Actually, I do have one.
I do. Of course you do.
I do.
Of course you do. What DJ does it. We all have golf carts, Mike.
Sure we do. Sure we do.
We've all got
with the golden boy standing by on the sidelines.
Here's the deal. What they wrote in USA Today about Marge Schott. This cracked me up. At one point they write she has a style all her own.
She does.
Baseball pioneer. Known for racial slurs and admiration for Adolf Hitler. And you go on and you read about she had a chain smoker. Health issues for the last 10 years. She bought the Reds in 85. Had a style all of her own. She had her dog, Shotzi. Blah, blah, blah. In 1992, she admitted she used racial slurs referring to African-American outfielders Eric Davis and Dave Parker.
Wow.
Gee, I wonder what she called them.
Mm-hmm. Can't imagine.
And she confirmed that she kept a swastika armband in her home.
Oh my God.
Marge. Isn't that a bit of the Marge Schott saga that we didn't know?
No, yeah. You know, we thought she just made a slip of the tongue when she was talking about Hitler.
No, and how he was good in the beginning. Anyway, that's your Marge Schott update from USA Today.
You know, I suppose when somebody makes those kind of comments in public, mm-hmm. you know, you just have to realize they're speaking in public. And if they're that out of touch when they're speaking in public, I bet she had more than an armband.
I bet she had
a whole basement.
Mm-hmm. Mike, when you speak in public, as you and I both know, it's a precarious tightrope that you're on.
It is indeed.
And something happened to us a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. And by way of demonstrating through another broadcaster who works for Viacom, mm-hmm. we're going to show you how what happened to us happened to someone else.
Okay.
And how come, let me just say it, how come the same punishment was not offered to both parties?
Good question.
In essence, what happened on our show a couple of weeks ago is that, you know this, I said the word BS, mm-hmm. but I didn't say it for it to go over the radio.
No, you said it in-house thinking it was going to be delayed.
Because there are people who have a delay button. That's their only job is to hit the delay button. Well, obviously it went out over the air. I didn't know it, but I take responsibility for it. I said it. Well, you would think after this happened, and after all the stuff happened mm-hmm. with Congress and all the FCC stuff, mm-hmm. that especially our parent company, Viacom, would be all over this issue.
Yeah.
I mean, there are gray areas. I turned on the Stern Show today and heard some stuff. You mm-hmm. know, if that's the way that Howard wants to work, more power to him.
Mm-hmm.
That was not what we were told, but that's a different deal.
Right. Right.
Howard's a different deal. I understand when it comes down to these words, these bad, vile words.
Mm-hmm. Idiot.
Which, incidentally, have never really been banned. What happened when...
And we've never had the pleasure of dining with the head of Viacom, either. We've never broken bread with him.
With Mel? No, we've not.
Much like, you know, Howard's his buddy.
Yeah, right. Sure. That's right. Why he gets...
Howard's his boy.
That's why he gets special rules. But that's you know, another story for another day. But the point is that our company, Viacom, the seven rules... Here's what happened with the seven words, rather, that led to the rule. Some disc jockey in 1970 played a George Carlin album on the air
right.
that said, these are seven words you can't say.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, that little bit of George Carlin's bit became
law. Yes.
So now, the one thing that we were told in all the meetings that everybody at Viacom was told was, whatever you do, and obviously this is why Howard's doing what he's doing, we're doing what we're doing, they just said, you know, okay, whatever you do, though, watch out with the big seven.
Yeah, watch out with the cuss words.
So, having been in that environment, boy, can I imagine what it felt like to be Jon Stewart. Now, I don't know if you watch The Daily Show.
I watch The Daily Show quite often.
I think you know Jon Stewart
mm-hmm.
cusses quite a bit on that show. Why does he cuss quite a bit? Well, first, it's not live. And second, he knows that when he cusses, somebody will beep it out.
Right.
Well... Imagine, and this is something that's got absolutely no pub anywhere.
No press at all.
Imagine Jon Stewart's surprise when he comes out to do The Daily Show. And in the opening monologue, he's talking off the top of his head and he drops the F-bomb thinking it's going to be deleted out. Much like
right.
I dropped what I dropped thinking it would be deleted
right.
out. Well, this is even a little different because it's not live, it's taped. They had to go back and redo it.
Who screwed up?
Hold on. It got through. It got through the first time. The first time he said it, Comedy Central airs the Daily Show with Jon Stewart saying the F word. Now, they have a policy on Comedy Central of replaying the show the next day.
10:30 the next morning, Eastern Time.
Yeah, and they run it a couple of times after that.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
When they re-ran it the next time for a national audience at 10:30 a.m., they again ran the version where he said the F word.
Without the bleep.
Without the bleep.
Right.
And then they made Jon Stewart apologize.
Oh, my God.
Now, they did not suspend him without pay, as they did with us, but it's just nice to know. We're not doing a spotlight on any Infinity advertiser of the day.
No.
Today, spotlight on Viacom, zero tolerance.
Do we have a tape of Jon Stewart?
Of course we do.
Very good.
Of course we do. Let's go to the tape.
Thank you kindly. My name is Jon Stewart. I wanted to tell you a little bit. We had a little incident here Thursday night. It's kind of a funny story. I was on the show, and I said this word that it's the word is represent when a man and a woman love each other very much.
He is the best.
And they want to display that love through an act of physical contact. There is a vulgar expression for that that I happen to know. I use that word as a noun, a plural, and apparently those around here have become so accustomed to hearing me work with those sorts of vulgarities, no one decided to stop it from entering your homes.
He's brilliant.
Let me just stop this for a second. Yes, he's brilliant.
Right.
But how come the dummies in this part of the company wouldn't let us do the same thing?
Right, you never had the chance to do that.
Right, we could have made it.
Because of where we are in the pecking order.
I know.
Because we're low, we're down there. You know what? We are abused.
But it's funny.
Yeah. We're the abused kid. We're the kid that, you know, the dad's at the table and little Johnny's sitting across. And
hey, Dad, can I have some more carrots? I'll give you some carrots, you punk.
Yeah, but you know what the deal is? No, little Johnny.
You know who gets the carrots?
Wait a minute.
Little Johnny Stewart does.
Johnny's sitting there. Johnny's there and says, hey, Johnny, he had a great show. He's great on TV. Meanwhile, little Don and little Mike are sitting over there. It's like, shut up. Your brother's talking.
Here he is. Talking some more.
Perhaps your children were learning about God. I don't know. So you heard it in all its profanity, and oops. But here's the amazing thing. In this climate of political correctness, in this climate of FCC crackdowns, no one didn't get an email, didn't get nothing. Not one.
Same with us.
That kind of speaks to the Comedy Central power.
Same here, though. I mean,
yeah.
True.
It really made me feel like you guys are a bunch of
See, now, right there, he did it again.
Yeah, right.
With a thought that someone will hit the button.
You know, this time they did.
We no longer live with that luxury.
I will tell Jon Stewart, not only do I love that show, I think it's the best show on television. I really do. I think Jon Stewart is probably one of the funniest people in America, and that is the funniest apology that I have ever heard. Yeah.
Mike,
that is the best.
We could have come up with one as funny, because
sure,
if you remember the day that all of that happened on the show, our argument to the powers that be was, if you just let us come on and tell the truth, it's funnier than anything that we could possibly make up.
Right.
No, you can't do that.
No.
No, you can't.
No, not at all.
You must sit at home and be silent.
I know.
But it's Jon Stewart, and it's funny.
Yeah.
And it's today's...
Yeah, meanwhile, he was able to write a funny little apology, come right back on the air, and we were able to go through 2 weeks of hell!
Anyway, that's the Viacom double standard.
Yep.
Zero tolerance of the day.
I mean, as much as I like Jon Stewart, you know, I guess we were the first.
And our radio station, last in-house item, and then we'll move on to other more important stuff, like how great American Idol was last night. And I mean that. They were, as a group, the meanest set of judges that you could ever find. Simon Cowell, you know, a couple of weeks ago I had said I thought it was WWE. I'm going to have to take that statement back.
You think it's legit now?
Here's the thing. Unless they had a master plan to get all contestants on who suck, and suck so badly that even the nice judges have to say bad things about them, by the time it works its way around to Simon Cowell, after Randy says, I wasn't feeling you tonight. And then after Paula Abdul says, well, you were a little out of your range, and it really wasn't, you know, not the best. with then you get Simon, and he says last night to this girl, "You are ugly when you sing. You're a beautiful woman, but when you sing, you make ugly faces." And he's right. And then there's another girl that comes out, and she's talentless, and the other two say, you know, maybe this is not the right venue for you, and they'll, "Oh, but you have star power. You have to..." When you sing, your mouth is gigantic. I could drive a truck into your mouth when you sing.
So Simon was on his game last night.
And rightly so. He was on his game. But hold on. Last spotlight on Infinity. And WJFK, which I think is a crown jewel of Infinity broadcasting.
Yes, of course it is.
Our radio station. You know, you've heard us document that they fired the Redskins guy.
Right.
And then they messed that whole thing up. And that it was still on the website, one of the top 10 reasons.
Out on the golf course today, you know, meeting a bunch of people that are, you know, big sports fans. And I just wanted to say, popular decision.
Boy, I love working for this company.
Ooh.
So on the website, even after they had fired the guy, yeah, one of the things they had was, if you go to Redskins Radio at WJFK.com, and I imagine it's still there now. It was 10 minutes ago when I checked. You could click on 10 great reasons to advertise on Redskins Radio.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of days, I told you, they hadn't fixed it. Reason number five was still people turned down the radio to hear the guy that they just fired.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to tell you, they fixed it.
Oh, good.
There's now only 9 reasons.
But it says
they just
10.
Took it off.
They just took it.
It still says 10?
Why be creative?
They just took it off. It still says...
Just remove it.
10 great reasons to advertise on Redskins
and
Radio.
And when you're selling something, it's always good to use 9. Indicating to the prospective advertisers that you just couldn't come up with 10.
That's right.
Yeah, well,
you
just call it 10.
You had 10.
They're still calling it 10, but it's only 9.
Yeah, because nobody thought enough to make, like, you know, and you can make number 10.
I mean, so they say 10 great reasons, and they're just 9 down there?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they didn't change the number to 9.
They're all fixed.
It still says 10. There's only 9, though.
What the hell is going on here?
You know, why couldn't you...
I mean, really, what is going on?
Number 10, here's a clue for you. You know, have some fun with it. Now with more chewy goodness.
Right.
You know,
anything.
Reason number 10, makes teeth whiter and brighter. Reason number 10, dogs love it. Whatever.
Redskins have the best colors.
Mm-hmm. You know,
anything.
Whatever. Just throw anything up
and
there.
They show up beautifully on the radio.
You know, all games in color. Whatever you want to put. But
right. All the games on the radio are in color.
That's great. You know what?
Use that one.
It's 9, yeah. Not 10. Yeah. About American Idol. Also, I have this question for our listeners. Do any of you dummies actually vote?
Good question.
No, and I don't mean like vote in the big election. Oh, and we will have Joe's Super Tuesday report coming up.
Yes, and congratulations to John Kerry, incidentally.
A couple of seconds. Joe was out asking people about their thoughts on Super Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the next break. Anyway, any of you guys actually vote? I mean, because it costs money, right, if you call the 888 number?
Yeah,
or is it 800 or
is it like 50 cents a vote?
I think it's not 888, it's...
666.
It's whatever it is. And also, I think they charge you to text your
it,
vote.
And yeah. If you text in...
Now, that's how they get you.
Here's the question.
Yeah, of course.
The question is, are there people on our show who actually... Joe, you do this?
I voted.
You voted?
Wow. Not last night.
Joe? Who did you vote for in the past? Do you remember which one?
Some girl, my girlfriend and I both liked her a lot, but she's since been next. We both voted.
The call is thanks, Joe. Thanks, Joe. I think...
I like it when Joe, like, looks up into space trying to find his thoughts.
I think we've just crystallized who votes on American Idol.
She's real good.
Let's
Honey,
go
get
off.
Me the phone.
The call is free.
Grab the phone. I'm voting.
The call is free, Buzz?
That's what Joe just said. It was here. He's the last words.
The call is free.
The call is free.
But it can't be if you text it in, right?
What do you bet that it's going to show up on its bill, but by saying free is that they didn't charge him at the time?
Right.
It's free. What do you mean user fee? The hell is a user fee?
I didn't have to put any money in.
Hey, hello.
Oh,
hello.
Sure. Oh,
hello.
I watched this one singer. I was so high.
Christ. Hello.
I'd like to vote for this one.
Well, besides Joe, any of you guys out there, any regular people, actually call and vote.
We'd like to know.
Do you think it really matters? Last night, I watched...
Mean, are you alleging that it's fixed?
No. I think that mainly it's like 12-year-old girls
who
haven't had their first menstruation yet that are calling calling it up. I don't think that it's actual real people that are dialing like fanatics. Plus, you got to wait till the end of the hour, and you've got the hyper metrosexual, you know, bouncing around on the Coca-Cola couch going, "Remember, you got to wait till the end to call in. You got to wait till the end to call in." And at least last night, the only positive thing I can tell you about American Idol was, at least all of the contestants didn't do that yo-yo thing with their fingers for the number.
Good. Right.
I think the first girl did. She's big boned. But then the second and third both just sat there.
Was there anybody good?
Arms at the sides.
Was there anybody with any appreciable talent?
Not that I could discern.
Certainly not the guy
the
with
redhead.
The guy with red hair.
The red. Okay, let me describe the red hair guy.
This is such a problem. This is kid.
This is a more effeminate. What's his name?
Clay Aiken.
A more effeminate.
So more effeminate than Clay.
Yeah, yes. Without all the good looks of Clay.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
He is absolutely. Mike, you have to pardon this. He's Irish white. You know what I mean?
That's like super pasty white.
Yeah,
and he's like with freckles or without?
With freckles and with the red hair.
What that would be referred to, Don, is a washed out redhead. He's a completely washed out redhead where he's got, you know, it's the red hair, but then the skin that's just
so
almost
red.
Yeah.
It's like it would look like it would hurt to touch it.
Right.
And here's another great moment on this show. Apparently when he auditioned, he sang a standard, like a Dean Martin song or something.
Oh, good.
But when he was on the show, he, of course, selected a Whitney Houston song like they all do.
Of course.
And he stunk. And when they get done, Simon says to him,
"It was better than Whitney Houston. It was always a woman." By Billy Joel.
"It's always a woman to me."
Yeah.
So the guy gets done and Simon says, I want to say that was awful. That was terrible. The performance was awful. I do think you're interesting. I hope America votes you in. go figure.
No, you can't.
What Simon does quite often...
Because remember, Simon's the producer of the show.
But he critiques the performance that night, mm-hmm. but likes the particular person, right. And hopes they hang in there.
Oh. Anyway, it's very interesting. They're all awful. I've got to go back...
Your red hair and you're Irish looking. You're very Irish looking.
I got to go out on that whole conspiracy theory that I had that they were just bad for 1 week. It seems they're bad every week.
Now, I'm not really up on how this American Idol works. Tonight is where they reveal who of last night?
Yes.
Okay.
And then that's the last group, and then after this, it'll be down to the final, I think,
12,
50 or 60 contestants.
Oh, it's 50 or 60 now.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, it's down to the last.
It's 12, right?
It's down to 12.
Yeah.
After they get 50 or 60. After they get the two from tonight.
Then by Labor Day, when they narrow the field down to 10.
Well, here are people who have actually voted.
Oh, good.
Let's take the temperature here. Jennifer. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
I don't mean take the temperature.
I know, not the bad way. Right.
Hey,
hi there.
PG-rated gods.
Hi,
how are you?
Jennifer, you vote?
I've never voted, but my friend Kim is like a freak, and she votes every week. And
honey, I'm sorry, I don't believe that. This is like somebody calling it. No, I don't do this, but I know somebody else who does.
Yeah.
I really, no. My
that means you do. Come on, you do.
I haven't.
Don't be ashamed of it, even
you're
though we're
mocking bust. You're just calling to bust your friend?
My friend is a dork. Her and her mother-in-law have gone to see them in concert and everything.
Your friend is also an alcoholic.
What is your friend's first name?
Kim.
My friend is down to 2 pills a day.
Because 8 pills is a hassle. So you're saying it's not you, but it's this awful person, Kim.
I have watched, but I've never voted.
You've watched. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Will there be anybody brave enough to, I've thought about it last night, but then it's worthless. It's like voting for president.
Right.
And like president, they all suck. Hello, Tom, Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
I did not vote last yesterday, but I have voted in the past before when I found that somebody was actually good enough to vote for, unlike yesterday.
So when they're bad like last night, you just don't vote?
Because what's the point? They sucked.
Are you Clay or Ruben?
I was a Clay all the way. Yeah, sad to say.
So. You're a Clay mate. Yeah. Okay.
I thought so.
Good choice.
Bye. I just had a hunch.
Bye. Hello. Jeff, Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, my daughter, 8 years old, she wanted to vote, so she text messaged on my phone.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you're humoring your daughter, I would do the same thing.
That's like the other guy, and like the other woman, rather. It's a perverse thing. I don't believe that it's the child that really wants to vote. It's the father. Because let's face it, if you got an 8-year-old,
mm-hmm.
and he says, I want to vote, you know what you do? You either say no, or you go, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd say okay.
And then you say, well, who are you going to vote for?
And then the little girl says, "Yeah, I'm gonna vote for the red haired guy who's like an even more effeminate Clay Aiken." And you go, "Well, okay, but
I don't think effeminate would be in my daughter's vocabulary."
You're really, she'd probably say faggier Clay Aiken.
I don't think that would be in my daughter's vocabulary.
The man that reminds me of mommy.
That would be in my daughter's vocabulary.
not that mommy looks like that right, guy, no, but right, I'm just no. saying he would look like a woman.
Sure, exactly.
Here are more people. Let's call and vote. Here's a guy who says he's voted twice. Steve.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
You voted twice on American Idol?
How are you?
Yeah. How last year.
Last year?
It was last year. Can we find anybody that will actually say that they themselves have voted this year? Can anybody stand out from...
Well, I voted because she was hot.
Hold on. Will there be anyone brave enough to stand up and say they have voted on this year's American Idol? Mike.
I voted for the clown face lady. The lady with the Joker smile, like 3 weeks ago.
You did not.
No, I did. I'm lying.
You don't know how, just like I don't know how.
You wanted to.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I can't tell you.
Well, it's not complex. You dial a phone number.
Well, no, I would text it. But the text thing for me, if I could just be honest with you for a second.
Is that like instant messaging?
No, it's not. I can't tell you how many times.
Instant mailing?
Instant mail.
I can't tell you how many electronic mail. I can't tell you how many times my son will say to me, "Hey, Dad, did you get my message?" And I'll say, "No, dude, who'd you leave the message with?" So I text it to your phone. Mm-hmm. And I go to my phone to get this message, and it's always like a page out of the Matrix. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where it's just like a retarded person at the keyboard, just hitting all the keys.
Ampersands.
I can't do that. And also,
I can't retrieve text messages on my phone.
I should be able to send pictures to people.
And like, do you have a camera phone?
Yeah, my dad has the same phone. We have identical phones, and neither of us know how to do it.
Wow. I know, it's too complicated.
It's too hard.
And Jamie. But I guarantee there's like six-year-olds that know how to do it.
Yeah.
My son.
I think it's one of those many examples we have in our country today where technology is ahead of the user friendliness.
Listen, maybe my wife is out there. I know that she text messages all the time. Mm-hmm. Maybe she could explain to us how she text messages.
I read where
how pathetic is this?
There's an entire movement in the high tech industry now where they're going for the user friendly because one of the main complaints consumers have is that these things that they're coming out with, they're great ideas and they're great technologies, mm-hmm. but they're not easy to use.
Listen, right. I think we all want it to be like we thought it would be back when Star Trek was on TV.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, we want that.
I think really we're so advanced now. We're sending orbiters to the surface of Mars. Mm-hmm. I think we ought to go computer, start car.
Hold on, here's the hotline. Hey, darling.
That'd be nice. Hey, boo-boo.
Hi, baby. Listen, they're making a cameo appearance. I'm so glad you were there when I asked for you to call. Because you're like never on the show now, because you're always working.
I could fit you in my schedule, but you have to tell me when. So I'm not I'm not a lady of leisure anymore. I would have to have you in my appointment book. Appearance on the Donovan. You have to go through my booker.
So you text message with people, right?
Yeah, yes.
Is it the fact that you have a different phone than me, or is it
the fact that my fingers are one-third your size?
But how come it comes up on my phone, it all looks like the Matrix?
I don't know, because, I mean, if you can't even retrieve them, then you're really behind the times. I mean, if you can't send them, okay, I'll give you that. But if you can't retrieve them, I don't know what's the problem.
No, I think you're light years ahead of the average person.
Baby, haven't there been times when you've said to me, "I sent you a text message today. Did you get it?" And I go, "Duh, I didn't hear the phone ring."
Not unless I put a post-it on your phone, would you get my text message.
Right. Oh, and listen, did we have some fun in our house? I really must trust my wife because we got this inversion table. This thing
I wanted to hear about that.
This thing where you hang upside down. And
I bet Buzz would have some good uses for that inverse. Oh, you can't talk about that anymore.
That was my thought.
Buzz, you really have to have a lot of coordination just to get on the thing. Because,
you do?
Well, I've mastered it now, but the first couple of days, and this is where...
Now, can you get on and off yourself now?
I can now, but at the first day, I couldn't. And this is where you have to have somebody who you trust because...
Was she laughing at you?
I think she was. But because here's the deal. It's like a Herman Munster chair.
Right.
You sit in this thing, and it's got a piece of metal that holds your feet down. And then you swing, because it's like a Bowflex thing. It's one of those things. It's on a... It's like a rocking chair.
Right.
It's got that motion. And you get some... Like you're on a swing set. You roll back and forth. You roll back and forth. And then all of a sudden you realize, oh, my God. My feet are going all the way up in the air.
I'm upside down.
Well, you're supposed to go slowly. And I said, put one arm up at a time. And you threw both your arms up in the air, and you go flying backwards.
You start spinning like a windmill.
No. Now, it does have a safety. It has a safety.
So you went all the way up to the top and banged into it?
Wow. So I would go, whoa! I would go, whoa! Bring me that down, bring me back down. This is hurting my back. I'm going to feel better.
Wow.
So that would, it would come back down, and you go, okay, now very slowly. Lift one arm up, and I would lift one arm up, and nothing would happen.
Okay.
And I lift the second arm up, and all of a sudden it's like, whoop! Bang. It's like I'm on a gurney, and all of a sudden the gurney totally gets flipped around. And meanwhile, my head, I'm not actually feeling anything, but my head is feeling this, the back and forth and back and forth.
So you're getting a little dizzy, a little head rush?
And it's only because I have a wife who I trust.
Right.
That she finally helped me because I'm so freaking
uncoordinated. Well, what do you think? Does it help your back?
I think so. Now, it's only psychological. It's only been 3 days.
He was using what do you call it, to listen to his Palm Pilot where he plays his music on, and that thing went flying over.
Because I think it's the nice routine. I go down and do my running on the treadmill, then after that I'll strap myself into this thing and
just stretch out a little.
And turn myself upside down. And
how long do you sit there?
I was able to stand it for 15 minutes.
Are you supposed to go that long?
I didn't read a book.
Oh.
Well, Jesus, that might be dangerous. But, I don't know.
No, they have a video that you could watch that comes with it.
Did you guys check into... I mean, I don't think you're supposed to do it that long.
Oh, sure you can.
It says at the beginning, don't be, like, totally upside down with your heels pointing at the ceiling. Be inverted, but on a slant.
Yeah,
so,
an angle.
But it was pretty close to... It sure did feel like I was absolutely... Like someone was actually grabbing my ankles.
Well, with my back, I'm curious about that, if it would help my back.
Anyway, it's crazy. Yeah.
Are they expensive, or are they cheap?
It was a Christmas present, so it wasn't cheap, but it's not as expensive as an exercise bike or something like that.
Okay, like a treadmill or something.
Right,
it's much less expensive than a treadmill.
I'm glad that the Frida called in, because I couldn't describe this myself. The fact that the first time I got on this thing a couple days ago with her, that really I was just back and forth like a bad carnival ride.
I would imagine you have to be careful with like the blood vessels in your head and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you don't want to get a little aneurysm.
He did look like in that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, you know, where they go to Mars. Where's that one where?
Recall. Where the eyes bugged out.
Yeah, his eyes are kind of like that a little bit.
All right, darling. Well, I love you. And,
I love you too, sweetie.
And I would text message you if I could. And, she is. She's working all the time. She is working always.
She is working always.
Book me for next week. I'll make another appearance.
Book you. All right, I'll book you. All right, I'll see you.
All right.
All right, goodbye,
bye,
darling.
See you later.
Call her girl. Bye-bye. Call her. Hey, girl, call me next week.
Girl.
Oh, you want me to call her girl? Like call her.
Yeah, call her secretary.
Call her girl.
All right.
Oh, here's a guy. Hold on. American Idol. Voted four times in one night.
That's illegal.
Voted four times in one night. What'd you say, Rob?
Wouldn't that be illegal?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Randy?
Yeah, I voted for Amy Adams, the girl with the pink hair, because she's actually from Bakersfield. So I just voted. She has no talent, but I voted for her anyways.
Yeah, they get a lot of hometown. I like the hometown vote. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, that's okay. That
makes sense.
I guess there are a lot of people who do vote who listen to the show. Alice?
Hi.
Hi, Donna Mike. Alice.
Yeah, it doesn't cost anything to vote by phone for American Idol.
Well, thank you, Alice.
Thank you. So you can call from your restaurant.
Joe was correct.
Alice?
Yeah?
Quick question right now.
Okay.
I'm just going to make a quick side bite with my buddies.
Okay.
May I know how long it's been since you have been through the change of life?
I'm not that old.
Oh, it hasn't happened yet?
No.
I'd say late 30s. I'm gonna pin her at 47.
Buzz? I would say 48. I'm saying 39.
Rob?
49.
May we be so bold, we'll give you a prize. How old are you?
I'm 37.
Bingo! The prize goes to me.
Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
The white rabbit.
Alice.
Yes.
Baby, you got to loosen up. Jesus. You're 37, darling.
Yes.
So everything still works?
Yes.
Everything okay?
Yes.
You won the Sopranos prize pack.
Oh.
You love this Sopranos bathrobe. Mm. You're still young enough. You can get naked and you know, do what adults do. And it's Sopranos robe and other stuff like doilies and post-it notes. And
yeah, I am.
Bath oils, toothbrushes. Watch The Sopranos Sunday night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on HBO. Thank you, Alice.
Thank you.
Moccasins.
Thank you.
Hold on just a second. Okay. Are there Sopranos moccasins? Are they buttery?
Yeah, they're buttery soft moccasins.
Buttery soft. One more. Sopranos denture cleanser. Cleanser? Mm. What was that, Rob? Sopranos denture cleanser?
Sopranos polygrip.
Yeah,
oh, no. How about Sopranos headache powders?
Yeah.
Like goodies.
That's
powders. Melanie.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Melanie.
Love you.
Yeah, we love you.
I voted.
I'm not surprised.
Last night was my first time ever.
Oh, you're virgin.
Who'd you vote for?
I voted for the redheaded guy. But let me tell you why, though.
Please.
Because in the past shows, he has this kind of Frank Sinatra voice, really cool, and he's only 16. And they've been telling him, quit doing the Frank Sinatra stuff because we really don't like it. You need to do pop stuff.
I'm going to ask you something, and I can get away with this now in our scary new climate. He's 16. Do you think, in all ways, he's closer to being a man or a boy?
A boy.
A boy.
Mm-hmm. So you don't look at him as...
You just looked at him as a young prodigy?
I like that kind of singing, and I don't like all that pop Clay Aiken kind of singing.
Well, hold on. So
you like the Luck Be a Lady Tonight kind of stuff.
Right, and so that's what he's been doing. He's been doing that the whole time, but they keep telling him to quit doing it.
Uh-huh.
So he switched for them.
Come fly with me.
And now it, really hurt him because he did what
down
they told him.
To Peru.
So that's why I voted.
I realized what a terrible mistake I made by asking for the people who actually vote on America.
Fly with me.
Not a mistake.
Listen to this. No, go ahead. Keep going.
That's why I voted. Uh-huh. Otherwise, I wouldn't have.
She just keep going. Okay. Thank you, darling. I asked for it. Now I found out it's ratings poison to ask for anyone who voted on American Idol to call. But thanks.
Bye.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye now.
Bye there.
Bye then.
Okay, well, there you go. The people who do listen to the show do vote for American Idol.
That's good. I feel for those people. I think it's great.
I think it's sad.
It's great, and I look forward to meeting everybody from Sacramento.
I think it's sad. I think it's sad that I thought about voting, but this never makes me sad.
I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento.
And incidentally, all you Sacramentans, that's the next Friday, we'll be in Vegas.
And that's the reason you have the tape, right? Because it's in Sacramento?
No, it's because of what you said. Because people of Sacramento, your king is speaking to you.
I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento.
I'll go one step further. I want to hang out with them.
Oh, no, I'm kidding. No, stop it. Don't record that. I'm joking about that. I don't wish to hang out with them. I wish to hang out with you guys.
We could already sculpt something based on what you said.
Mike O'Mara, I'd like to see everyone join.
I'd like to see whatever it is you just said. We could place it right there.
You could doctor tape.
I know we can. We got a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This movie once where the president is just tickled at anything he wants to eat, he can get in a moment's notice. Here, it turns out it's the perfect century. Otto.
Yes, Mr. President.
Yeah, sorry for the late notice. For lunch, could you arrange some coq au vin with a side of penne?
Spicy or mild?
Spicy. And, hazelnut pudding for dessert.
No problem, sir.
One day I'll catch him napping.
The Don and Mike Show. They'll put more cash in your khaki pants. Don and Mike.
Right. That tape was from a great movie, The Contender.
When you played that tape, I just thought of something.
What's that?
The penne thing. It's got to be an inside director's joke. It's got to be something that's very inside, only known by the people that produce it. This penne, spicy or mild,
I mentioned a couple times.
Here's the thing. If you watch it, do you have the DVD of The Contender?
Oh, I watched it a million times.
Okay. Watch it with the director's cut while they're speaking on one of those. The director actually says he considers food to be one of the major elements in the movie. For instance, the president in the movie The Contender uses food.
Oh, food is huge.
As a power. For instance,
right,
when he's
right,
on the
exactly.
boat,
yeah, yeah,
when he's on the boat with Shelley Runyon,
right.
before he's really getting ready to set him up, when he offers him the oatmeal cookies,
right.
the director's like going crazy in the audio track saying, I hope the audience gets this, that the president is offering him food.
Well, he's
like,
trying to get him to eat something.
Yeah, yeah, like...
Just like Shelley Runyon tries to get Lane Hansen to eat something in the Senate dining
and
room.
And just like the president tries to get the
Kristen
guy to eat
the shark steak
the
sandwich.
The shark sandwich.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. But the penne spicy or mild, I'd love to know if there was any more detail in it. Because
yeah.
it's just...
It's like code.
It's used two times in that movie. And I think it's one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Agreed. And it's got a CSI guy. It's got William Peterson.
Yes, as a bad guy.
There's a hint.
There's
a good job. Now, played that because yesterday, of course, was Super Tuesday.
Yes, it was.
And now we're going to have a chance among ourselves to win cash, prizes.
Wow.
Very good.
Or simply our own cash as we bet on whether people will know what Super Tuesday is. Well, first, here's the deal. We sent Joe out with a tape recorder with two questions.
Uh-huh.
Did you have a Super Tuesday?
Right.
And then, do you know what Super Tuesday is?
Okay.
Now, I'm a dumb guy, and I would give you what I believe would be the acceptable dumb guy answer. It's a day when a lot of elections take place.
That's what I would.
That would be acceptable.
Right, that's fair.
You know, you don't have to get specific to
right.
say it's 10 states that will possibly
Super Tuesday is a Democratic primary day where you've got Vermont, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, California,
right, show off.
Ohio, and
show off.
Georgia, and California.
I can stop this showing off, smart guy.
Mike O'Meara, and I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento.
Did I get them right?
Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut.
I don't know.
Ohio, Georgia.
I don't know. It's like
California,
American Idol.
New York.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
Did I say Ohio, Maryland?
Who was on American Idol last night?
I missed one.
The girl who looked like she was in my big fat Greek wedding. The black guy who I thought was pretty good, but they all gave him a hard time because he was 23. The guy with the red hair. The girl that's like, oh, new attitude. When she came out. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I got a new attitude. Ooh, 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 ooh.
That was the one who he said made the ugly faces. And Randy Jackson said she looked like she belonged in a hotel lounge. And then Simon said, I don't wish to stay at that hotel.
See, Mike, here you
way
are.
To go, dog.
Here you are thinking about the Super Tuesday states. And
yeah, that's what I was watching a lot of last night.
All that I can retain is which one of the Idol contestants.
Well, if you guys want any bumper stickers, I got.
Well, you and Madonna.
I'm into it.
You went down in good company with Madonna with the.
I actually, now I'm behind the other guy.
You and Madonna both went down.
Yeah.
Because you both backed Wesley Clark.
Yeah, and you're Roger and me guy.
Michael Moore also backed Clark.
You went down with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just.
I know you are.
Before we would have.
You don't like the politics.
No, it's not the politics. You went down with them.
You mean like in flames?
No.
No.
Like you went down with them.
Like
you went down with Roger Moore. You went down with Madonna.
Michael Moore.
You went down with Madonna and Michael Moore.
Ew.
On Wesley Clark.
Oh, God.
That was the topic.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You were supporting Wesley Clark.
Yeah, until he dropped out, and then I was supporting the nominee.
So you guys all went down.
The eventual nominee.
You all went down. I was like doing double entendre, and I was being serious.
I'm aware. No, I knew you weren't being serious.
About politics, though.
The first time you said you went down, I I kind of got that one.
Right there. Because we could still, tiptoe.
Tiptoe through the tulip.
Tiptoe mm-hmm. through the tulip.
Of course.
But I know, you're wrapped up. Listen, you are wrapped up in politics.
I would safely say that I am more into it this year than I've ever been in my entire life.
Yeah, me too.
Well, here we go.
It's important.
Yesterday was Super Tuesday. We sent our man, J.A., star of the Joe Show. Joe Ardinger out to interview at least 50 people. I don't think we're going to get to all 50 interviews. But the question was very simple. Did you have a Super Tuesday?
I don't know who I'm more concerned about, the people that he's talking to or Joe himself.
And do you know what Super Tuesday is?
Very good.
And it's a chance for us to, once we hear the people, to gauge whether we think they either had a Super Tuesday or if they actually do know what Super Tuesday
well,
is.
Well, this is the operative question, whether they know what Super Tuesday is. Whether they had a good Tuesday or not.
Yeah, but there were, I'm just guessing that there might be some people who have a problem with that question. Whoopee! So let's go on again. The dumb guy answer. Mike gave you the smart guy answer with all of the states.
Yeah, I don't think I had all of them, though.
But the dumb guy answer is, it's an election thing.
Is that the dumb guy answer? I mean, even if they say, but doesn't that indicate they have some knowledge of it? If
that's
they say
what
that?
I'm saying, that would be a that would be
if they say anything to do with
grade.
The with election, they pass.
That's a passing grade.
Sure. And I would say we don't need to, you know, and that's just the bare minimum. And I don't think people are going to rise to that. I just don't think so.
Okay, which machine are we on, Rob?
Most people.
Number one. Here we go. Let's start the fun. This was today. Yeah, so this is as fresh as today's headline.
Good. Let me ask this gentleman. How was your Super Tuesday?
Hold on. First, we got to make this.
What is the deal?
Can you make it louder?
How about the energy
can you
level?
Turn up the output a little bit.
Let's ask this gentleman.
And where is Joe?
Wherever he is, I can guarantee you it's before 11 a.m.
The library. He is at a local shopping mall.
Ah.
And listen, he came in before the show to plead his case, and he went to a DMV.
Mm-hmm.
You would think a DMV in a mall would be packed with people.
He said it was empty.
He said he could have done anything he wanted to today. That you know, he could have done.
Don't your DMVs, Don, get busy probably at the end of the month more than the beginning?
I think so. Yeah. But still, a mall was not a bad choice. No. But then you've got everything that makes it. So, Joe.
Let's pick on this poor soul.
Here we go.
Let me ask this gentleman.
That's much better. Thank you.
How was your Super Tuesday? Sir? What is Super Tuesday?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
You hear me, dog?
It was his bit. He did a bit for you guys.
Joe.
Wait a second. Is that his dog?
Hello. May I ask you a couple?
Yeah, it was.
That was his own dog? Well, rerun it then. Let's replay it.
This is Joe's real dog?
Yeah.
Joe, he got his dog to perform?
Just Bob the dog.
Joe's doing a bit.
Set it up great.
Back it up. Joe.
Hey, Tomato Head, can you come in here and tell us what's going on?
Mike, I get it.
But I'd like to hear just a brief explanation.
Mike, don't you know, it's the setup of the comedy bit.
Let's ask
I'm establishing it.
I just want it.
I'm establishing it.
Wanted his opinion.
What kind of dog do you have, Joe?
He's a brown clown.
What?
Exactly what would that be?
He's a brown clown.
What
I call him.
Outside of a person that Rob would never hire to his son's birthday party, can you please be describing a brown clown?
He's half chocolate lab and he's half greyhound. He's not my dog. He's the house dog.
It sounds like a beautiful combination.
He's great.
He's the star here of this first man on the street thing.
Well, yeah, I had my tape deck. I was getting ready to go out the door, and he thought he was going out too. And
okay, so it was in your kitchen or something like that.
Yeah, right in the hallway.
All right, again, now that we know that, okay, everybody, let me just tell the audience, the first one is not serious. This is
a piece of prepared comedy from Joe Ardinger.
Wonderful. Let me ask this gentleman, how was your Super Tuesday, sir? What is Super Tuesday?
Well, that was great, Joe.
That was great.
Very clever.
Very clever. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, now, are all the rest humans? I mean, do we talk to your cockatoo?
Or human, yes.
Okay, we're out of Dr. Doolittle. Here we go.
I'm digging the Joe man on the street.
Joe, yeah, in the mall.
Anything more?
No, more with the dog.
Hello. May I ask you a couple of questions for CBS Radio? What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Adil Kota. I'm from...
Stop it right there. Yeah. Stop it right there. That's where we have to decide.
Okay.
Just based on what we heard.
All right.
I'm going to say he does know what Super Tuesday is.
You and me both. I think he does.
I think he does also. Robbie, have you heard this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have. Okay.
How was your Super Tuesday?
I didn't go. I didn't do anything.
What is Super Tuesday?
It was a Mardi Gras, right?
Oh!
We all were duped. I thought he was,
This is why we got a bet on this
now.
It was Mardi Gras.
Now,
Rob, this is not selected in an order to just have them all be gagged, right? These are the actual order Joe did them in.
The only thing I cut out were there was times when he would ask 15, 18 people in a row and they didn't want to interview him. I typed it up that way.
Are they all foreigners that he's speaking to?
No, I believe some of them are from this great land of ours.
Very good.
But Mike, may I just remind you, if you go out, they're everywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
They're everywhere.
Yes,
that's what America is, Don. It's a melting pot.
Right.
Here we go. Joe with number two.
Thanks.
Person number two.
Hi, may I ask you a couple of questions for CBS Radio? Oh, okay. Excuse me. May I ask you a couple of questions for CBS Radio?
No, thank you.
Hello. May I ask you a couple of questions for CBS Radio?
CBS Radio.
You pay me?
What the guy?
No, I don't have any money.
But he wants to be paid.
Mm-hmm. How about you, sir?
I guess it would depend on what kind of questions they are.
All right. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Greg. I'm from the Woodbridge area.
Okay. You heard Greg from Woodbridge. Boy, I hate to bet on... I'm going to say he knows it. Mike. Come on, you got to ante up now.
I'm going to say he doesn't.
He does not. Buzz.
I'm going to say this guy does know.
Here we go.
And how is your Super Tuesday?
My Super Tuesday? It's okay. I've been focusing on so many other things that I can't really say it was one way or the other.
Come on, but you know what it
is. What is Super Tuesday?
Come on.
That's has to do with the election.
Yeah!
Right,
thank you. Oh, man. Hello, there man. You go. There you go. Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. My man.
Heard it in his voice.
My man knew it.
All right.
Here we go.
Do a couple of questions for CBS Radio.
Sure.
What's your name and where are you from?
How do I know you're from CBS Radio?
Trust me, I am.
She
I'm
knows.
I'm a reporter.
Okay.
Yeah, she knows.
Virginia.
And how was your Super Tuesday?
Okay, let's just all go around and she, of course.
Good heavens, no.
She knows, and she's just like that lady.
Definitely.
We're all in agreement?
She knows, yes. Mm-hmm. Unanimous.
But this is just what makes everything, this is what makes gambling so great.
I know.
You never know. Because you don't know.
There's no such thing.
She might
just be a paranoid idiot.
She sounds like she's a button down,
mm-hmm.
right, you know, ex-soccer mom.
But I think mm-hmm. she sounds smart.
Here we go.
It was fine. I just didn't vote.
See, she knows. What is she Super knows. Tuesday?
Super Tuesday is the election for the Democratic.
Yep.
She knows.
Running the people that are running for the Democratic ticket.
Okay, we
there
got
you.
She's got
it. Sir, can I ask you a couple of questions for CBS Radio?
Like what?
What's your name and where are you from?
Oh, God.
My name is Sophie Murphy. I'm an Irishman from Ireland.
Great.
An Irishman from Ireland.
Mm. Not a chance. He knows.
Absolutely. He knows.
I say he knows. All right, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to tell you something. My wife and I had some money discussions recently. I have no cash on me right now.
You're doing gentleman's bets.
I'm good for it.
Okay.
But I'd be willing to bet money if you wanted to bet money.
How much?
I'll put like $5 on it.
$5.
$5 on
five
it?
Bucks.
$5.
Okay.
Yeah, Buzz, no need to go for your wallet because right. I don't have the money
ready.
To pay.
I want to be ready.
No, I mean, right. we'll even up tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't think he knows. You guys think he does.
We do.
How was your Super Tuesday?
Very good.
And what is Super Tuesday?
A day. Like any other day.
What did he say? A day like any other day.
Well, let's go get some more. Let's see if he might know. Is it over? Is that it?
Hey, can I ask you?
Yeah, nope, that's it.
You win $5.
Wow. $10 for me.
Hey, they found the Irish moron.
10 big ones for me. All right.
Wow. Like any other day.
Didn't even hear an Irish accent. It was too...
You do one more. One more here.
Questions for CBS Radio?
Sure.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Jeff. I'm from Vienna.
And how was your Super Tuesday?
Okay. This guy. Jeff from Vienna. Mike?
He knows.
Buzz?
I say he doesn't know.
I agree, he knows.
$5? Well, I'm not betting against you.
No, but you're betting against Buzz.
Well, I need to get my $5 back.
Okay, and I'm five up on him, so here we go. You and I think he
knows,
and Buzz thinks he does not.
Right.
And how was your Super Tuesday?
Uneventful. I was at school.
Now, what is Super Tuesday?
Super Tuesday is 10 primaries.
Bingo.
Typically, gotcha. California, Vermont, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know.
Yeah.
10 primaries. More information. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're $10 ahead, and I'm even now.
This is like when Mike and I are in Vegas. Yeah, now. Now it's changing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Luck's coming over to this side of the room.
This is very, very good.
Here we go.
Excuse me, sir. Can I ask you a couple of questions for CBS Radio?
Joe.
What's your name and where are you from?
Leslie Howard from Maryland.
Oh, my. Leslie Howard from Maryland. I do believe he does know. I'm going to say yes. Affirmative.
I'll say he knows. I think he knows.
I Okay, everybody's in agreement on this one. Mm-hmm. So no money will change hands.
Right.
And how was your Super Tuesday?
Super Tuesday? Nice and fine today. I love it.
Uh-oh.
What is Super Tuesday?
Uh-oh.
Super Tuesday?
Uh-oh.
Program on the radio station.
That's right.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh,
We're all wrong on that.
That was $5 out of my pocket.
Yeah, but nobody bet it against
I know, him, but right. Still. Oh, damn. Well, he fooled us all.
Yeah, he got us. He got us.
All. Everything.
Joe's doing a fantastic job with these interviews.
So deceiving.
Thank you. Excuse me, sir. May I ask you a couple of questions for CBS Radio?
White males don't want to talk.
More of Joe's editorial comment from the other day.
Joe's got a problem with white males.
May I ask you a couple of questions for CBS Radio?
Oh, nothing.
How about you?
CBS Radio.
Okay, what's your name and where are you from?
My name's Donna Small and I'm from Stafford, Virginia.
She knows.
Oh, absolutely.
I agree.
Okay. How was your Super Tuesday?
How was my Super Tuesday?
Don't repeat a question with a question.
Yesterday. It was very good, but I didn't know it was Super Tuesday.
What is Super Tuesday?
Is that like a mall thing?
Oh! I want to tell you, I am floored and amazed.
There you go.
We're
giving people too much credit.
God!
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ! Is it a mall day?
It's a mall day.
Is it a mall day?
Hey.
All right, listen. Everything goes out the window on this.
Yes.
You just got to go with your gut.
You never know.
And you can't even go with your gut.
No.
Because your gut says to you, these are people that sound like responsible members of society.
And they don't know.
Who might have the basic knowledge that yesterday something was up with the election.
I worry about that. Rightly so.
Here we go.
I don't know what Super Tuesday is.
Yeah, we got, we got that.
Can I ask you a couple of questions for CBS Radio? What's your name and where are you from?
Don, and I'm from Europe.
From Europe.
Europe. No, I don't think he knows.
Buzz?
No, I don't think he knows.
$5, fellas?
Yeah, sure.
He knows.
Okay.
How is your Super Tuesday?
No, it's all right.
And what is Super Tuesday?
Come on. To me, it's going out with my friends.
There we go.
That makes it super.
Oh, so I'm down.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the configuration of who owes who here.
Are you keeping track of that?
I know I'm $5 ahead.
We'll figure it out.
All I know is I owe Don 10 and Mike 5 so far.
And all I know is, frankly, all you know is all I've told you and all you know is, people are so dumb.
Yeah, and even with you and now you owe me 5.
Here we go. You ready?
I'm $10 ahead. I don't know.
I don't know how that happened.
I'm just watching what I owe.
It's a little hinky, isn't it?
Okay, you want to start over? And
you, are we going to erase it all?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, good.
Okay.
Yeah, Buzz does real well with that. I like
that.
Here
we go.
Thanks. Excuse me, sir. Can I ask you a couple of questions for CBS? Thank you.
What did the guy say?
White men of America have to get it together.
Joe.
Excuse me, sir. Can I ask you a couple of questions for CBS Radio?
What Rob says.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Greg. I'm from Virginia.
Greg from Virginia. This time, it's money.
Mm-hmm.
$5. Really? I don't think he knows.
I guarantee he knows.
Buzz.
I believe he knows.
Okay. Here we go.
Virginia.
How is your Super Tuesday?
Busy.
What is Super Tuesday?
Super Tuesday is a day whenever I think 10 states hold their primaries.
There you go.
Biggest state, California.
Good job. Okay,
Excuse me, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. But, the other...
You never know.
Sounded that way, too.
Never know.
So right now, Buzz, write that down. I owe both of you $5 each.
Yeah, that's correct.
I'm going to win it back, Mike. Don't get too happy.
Okay.
This is just like when we go to Vegas.
I know.
Because one of us gets on...
If it was us going to Vegas... you'd want to, move on to something else on the show, and I'd want to do this till 7 o'clock.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can I ask you a question for CBS Radio?
Okay.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Lindsay Kaminsky from Winchester, Virginia.
She knows.
Yeah, she knows.
I'm going to say she doesn't know.
Do you really think that, or are you just trying to spice this
up? Both. But I really don't. I really don't.
But it's $5, Buzz.
I understand that.
Okay.
I can afford it.
How is your Super Tuesday?
I guess it's fabulous.
Uh-oh.
What is Super Tuesday?
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Yay! God.
I should have known.
Jesus Christ. What's wrong with you? How much do we owe you now, Buzz?
Let's see. You owe me 10, and Mike owes me 5, and you owe Mike 5. I owe nothing in the new round.
There you go. So you owe Buzz. You can just go give Buzz 15.
One more.
And, you know, they have the Apple Blossom Festival out there.
Mm-hmm. I know.
My God, Dick Van Patten was in their parade.
Winchester, Virginia.
In Winchester.
Anybody want to go $10 on this next hand?
Yeah, $10.
$10. Right, sure. $10, okay.
Sure. Thanks. How about you? Can I ask you a couple of questions for CBS Radio? What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Caliso, and I was born in Maryland.
Every fiber in my being is saying he doesn't know. But he sounds so out of it, he may know.
I know. That's right.
Go with your first instinct. He does not know. Just speaking out loud.
I know.
He does not know.
He does not know. I believe he does not know.
We're all in agreement.
We're in agreement.
How was your Super Tuesday?
It was okay.
And what is Super Tuesday?
Oh, no.
Thanks.
Ah, we're all right.
Okay,
all
right.
Money.
One more. Here we go.
A couple of questions for CBS Radio. Well, what's your name? Where are you from?
Candace Bell, and I'm from Springfield, Virginia.
She doesn't know. I get $10 says she doesn't know. I got 20 says she does.
I'll go 20.
Buzz, is this too rich for you? You want in on this?
No, I'll play. I don't think she knows.
So I stand alone.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that thinks she knows?
You're going to be in a serious hole if she doesn't know.
And how is your Super Tuesday?
It was okay.
Come on.
I'm a Republican, so...
Oh, no!
What is Super Tuesday?
Money in the bank.
Super Tuesday?
Money in the bank.
Is when the Democrats...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
...go through their primary...
Oh. Blah, blah, blah. Thank you,
what,
bitch.
You know what got me with... I'm from Virginia.
Thank you, bitch. No, that's $20 to the good for me. Where does that put me with you guys, Buzz?
Okay, let's see. I owe Don $20. Mike owes Don $20. Don owes me $15. Don owes Mike $10. Mike owes me $10. And
so now do the math.
Yeah.
Do the math real fast.
Okay.
If I'm 20 up.
This is funny.
I think I owe Mike owes me $10, and I think you owe me $5.
That's it. I owe you more than that.
Do you really?
Yeah,
No, because he owed you $15.
Oh,
and then you bet 20.
Right, yeah, no, I haven't
so
canceled
you owe
all
him
it.
5.
Yeah, I'm not doing it that
See,
way.
How are you doing it? Because we're doing it the way where you just...
Hey, don't you remember the card game?
Yeah, Buzz and Boger.
You owe Buzz... You know what? Yeah, I think what? You owe Don $30.
Okay.
Well, I have it all written down here, so I'll calculate a final tally later.
Okay, that's not a lock either.
We got a break. I don't think he needs the thinking music to figure this out.
No.
I think a couple of seconds.
This is a very bright man who has a little difficulty with gaming.
Yeah.
It's like almost like the common sense smart thing, you know? This is like,
we make up the scoring on the fly. So I made a card for what I owe, a card for what you owe, and a card for what Don owes. And then on each card,
I put...
It
made us laugh when you said, I owe you a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Shuffle, Buzz.
Why don't you just write a check, make it out to cash.
That's right. I'll just leave it blank. You fill it in.
Hi, may I ask you a couple of questions for CBS Radio?
You can't stop this.
Yes, just two. I know, I don't have my flag today. What's your name and where are you from?
Okay, I'm Luisa Ruiz from Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay, right there. Yes, I'm stereotyping. She does not know.
Oh, she knows. She knows.
She does not know. Okay, Buzz?
I'll say she does not know.
$20?
$20?
Oh, I'm not going 20 on that.
No, me neither.
10? I'll go 10. Right. I'll go 10.
All right, 10.
You think she does?
Yeah.
I think she doesn't. Buzz thinks she doesn't.
Right.
And how was your Super Tuesday?
Super Tuesday, yesterday. Right. How was it? Was I pleased?
She still may not know.
Yeah, I was pleased.
And what is Super Tuesday?
Super Tuesday was when everybody goes to the polls. And
Yeah! Hello!
Puerto Rico, my friend!
The 52nd state does me in again!
There we go.
You should have to pay taxes there.
Now, that the tally that I have is that means you owe me 40, Buzz owes me 15.
I've got no problem with that.
No, of course.
No, Mike, I believe
I'm
now...
I'm kidding, yes.
Now I owe you 15.
Yes.
I owe you 15, Is that right?
Nope.
Nope. You don't, you don't know?
Yeah, like I said, I'll tally this up when we
go to
break.
Have a full tally, okay.
And then Rob will analyze it.
We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sox had something to do with that decision.
It's not funny.
I beg your pardon?
What word do you have trouble with? You understand not? That's comfortable for you?
Yeah.
And funny, you've heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this doesn't work. You see, I think Sox had something to do with that decision. See, now I'm laughing.
Well, laugh loud so you can cover for the rest of us.
Hey, hey, you like your job?
No.
Well, watch it. Let me go.
Oh, may I? Thank you. Come on, sir.
Watch it, asshole.
The Don and Mike Show.
I think Sox has something to do with that decision.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Seems like you're so wrong. I don't want to talk about it. Okay, but if I wanted to bust your balls, I wouldn't play that. I'd just play this.
Mike O'Mara, and I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento.
I mean that from my ticker.
I know you do.
I do. I know you. I know you do.
Truly do.
What's your name and where are you from?
Hold on, we didn't hear it. Can you back it up, Rob?
Yeah, that's how he bases when they introduce themselves.
Right. You were laughing. What she was saying, or he was saying, it was saying what it is.
Tuesday was when everybody goes to the polls in about eight different states.
Oh, my God, it's Marge Schott.
We missed one.
What's your name and where are you from?
Here we go.
Oh, okay. Just two questions.
You're listening to Joe Ardinger, taped hours ago at a shopping mall in the metro area, talking to average people. We didn't tell him to go find dumb people, though. We didn't go find retarded people or homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
Regular people in a mall. Simple question.
Right.
Do you know what Super Tuesday is?
Jamie Foxx. Where are you from?
Jamie Foxx.
Is that Jamie Foxx from any given Sunday?
Yeah, it's the famous guy.
That's the famous Jamie Foxx?
Jamie knows what Super Tuesday is.
Not a chance.
I agree. I think he knows. I think he does know.
I got $5. Say he does not know.
Okay.
Okay. How was your Super Tuesday?
See?
Every Tuesday I have a Super.
Every Tuesday is a Super
What
Tuesday.
Is Super Tuesday?
Come on, big bucks.
To me, it's just like any other day.
That's the number one dumb answer. It's just like any other day.
Thank you, thank you.
I think you should call Joe in and ask him, and I don't want to spoil it, but how he found that particular subject.
Okay. Oh, is that the Tourette's guy?
Yeah.
We heard that there was a Tourette's
guy. Do we hear some Tourette's?
Joe? That guy who just got the question wrong, he's a Tourette's guy?
Yeah, so I'm walking down the corridor of one of the corridors of the mall, and I hear this.
Really? Okay. Do we get any of that
on
the...
Like, where is that coming from? No, because I had the deck paused. It was just me and this.
Okay.
I see this guy walking towards me about 30 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how they have the holes in the floor so you can see down the next level?
Right.
Well, I'm looking at him trying to figure out if this guy's making that noise. And he turns to me and he goes, "Hey, you recording me?" And I went, and you didn't hear this from the tape that Rob edited, but I hit the button right away and I said, "Well, now I am," and I asked him, you know, if I could ask him some questions. So if you listen to his What is Super Tuesday very closely, you'll hear this guy, and when he answers,
all right, back it up, Robbie,
he please. Has his chin down on his chest like this,
mm-hmm.
and he listens, and when he answers, his head snaps up. And it's almost like his mouth is trying to fly away from him.
Okay. All right, so we didn't know this. It's a Tourette's guy.
All right, very good.
Did he know that you had Tourette's?
No.
Okay, very good.
Where are you from?
Washington, D.C.
And how was your Super Tuesday?
Every Tuesday I have a Super.
And what is like Super when he's doing this, what is he doing? Is he
chin
doing
down
his
on
head
chest
like...
and he goes... Every day, snaps his head up and looks at the sea and says, okay. Every day's a Super Tuesday.
Very good.
Okay. Come on.
To me, it's just like any other day. You get a chance to wake up. If you get a chance to wake up and breathe, then it's a Super Tuesday.
Amen.
Yeah.
There you go, my Tourette's.
I like
friend.
Him.
Hey, Tourette's just put some more money in my pocket.
Yep.
What's the total now, Buzz?
Here it is. I instituted a new system during the break. So I have the answers.
What was that system, Buzz?
First of all, I won't bore you with the details. Don owes nobody nothing right now.
Ain't that a nice place to be?
I owe Don $5, but I don't owe Mike anything. Mike owes me nothing, but he owes Don $25.
So let me get this straight.
I refuse to pay.
This is like playing poker.
Questionable accounting procedures in the next room.
You guys both collectively you owe me $30.
Right.
Okay. All right.
I don't have it on me today.
Bonus. That's okay. I don't either.
Okay.
I don't either. You want to go?
I'll owe you.
You want to go? Oh, that means you never pay me. But it's all right. We're going to Vegas together.
Yeah, we're going to Vegas.
Because, you know, we'll both have the Vegas moment.
Yeah,
at some point, when one of us says to the other, hey, you got a couple? And then you pull out the money. And then when you've known a guy a long time, like me and Mike,
right?
You pull out the money and you start handing it over and go, okay, how many times have you and I done that? Where it's, hey, do you have any money? Even for something simple like, you know, a bag of chips or something.
Right.
I don't have any money at all. Do you have any money?
Yes.
And we've never really kept track.
We've never really kept an accounting of it.
No, we haven't. Mm-hmm. We're very generous with each other. Very cheap with everybody else. Like with Joe, buying water and buying Diet Vanilla Coke.
Uh-huh.
Right. We ask for receipts.
We want receipts.
We're constantly...
I asked him today. I said, you know, how come I don't get change back from my chicken breast?
We're constantly thinking that everybody's taking money from us. But with each other, it's like you might as well just open the window and throw the money out the window.
It's the way it's always been.
What's that, Mike? You need some money for gambling? Here you go.
There you are.
You didn't like... It's me, Don. You're not going to believe this. I've had a problem with a rental car. I need $100.
There you are.
It wasn't always like that. But then came my internship.
Yes, of course. Yes. Yes, and let me tell you something about a boy that decided to get rich on the backs of the two guys he was working for. His name's Rob Spiewak, and over...
Rob Spiewak.
How long was the total time that you were doing that
the
function?
Internship?
It went beyond your internship into your regular, right?
Yeah.
Duties?
Oh, yeah.
Total time, what do you think? What was it, Rob?
Well, to this day, it continues.
It continues, and I believe Rob would be into both of us, and I combine both of us. We're close to $80,000.
Wow. I think I still know your ATM.
Yeah, you do.
PIN number.
Yeah, write it down.
You have a pen?
I know you do.
I think I
know you do.
Oh, this is always fun.
Go ahead. Let me see if he's got it. He's gonna write it down right now. He's going to write it down. Wrong. Great, you've forgotten it. Finally, you've forgotten it.
I'll have to go back to my records.
He has records of it.
Not only do I have it, I think I still have the scrap of paper where you wrote it down.
Sure, he does.
He does.
Guys, listen, speaking of Las Vegas, we're going to be there next week.
I'm excited about that trip.
Courtesy of HBO, Friday, we'll be broadcasting live from Mandalay Bay. Mike, let me just say, our prayers, the prayers of the grateful nation,
yes,
have been answered.
Of course.
Roy Horn. Speaking of Las Vegas,
mm-hmm,
is able to walk again.
Yes!
Wow!
Yes!
Walk again. 5 months after he was mauled by a tiger,
a white tiger,
mm-hmm,
Roy Horn was able to walk with the help of a wheeled walking aid.
He's back. Oh, this means maybe there's going to be a show.
He walked 558 paces last week.
Oh.
He has strong willpower. And he's training intensively. He was mauled by a 300-pound white tiger in Las Vegas in October. And Siegfried Fischbacher has downplayed his injuries. But Fischbacher has also said that he had a stroke.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there a rumor that Fischbacher split?
That he couldn't handle it? Yeah, that's what we heard.
There were also rumors that... Remember the day the guy called and said... And I ended up reading it on the internet somewhere as well. There have been different Roys, or different Siegfrieds, or different Roys.
And there was another rumor that said he had the stroke prior to being attacked by the tiger.
I'd heard that too.
Anyway, he's walking.
Thank God.
Our trip to Las Vegas.
I think we're all happy about that.
Our trip to Las Vegas next week will be a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Sopranos start on Sunday night.
Great.
Get ready to get hooked. I think, like with everything, all of the bad feelings are gone. The fact that they've been gone for so long, and everybody was mad that the Sopranos were
on. I like
on.
Steve Buscemi joining the cast. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be terrific.
So, do you want to know what's in the first four episodes?
Now, you have a decision to make here. I mean, do you really know?
Yes, the decision it has been made. I already know. Right. The episodes, which have been screened, and we got a copy of it from HBO, Rat Pack. That's episode 54. That's the one that'll be on in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 3 weeks, you got the one called Where's Johnny? And then in 4 weeks, you have one called All Happy Families. And the one that's on tomorrow... Or on Sunday night,
right?
Well, I don't have the title, but I can certainly tell you what happened.
Oh, no!
So you don't want to know?
No, I don't think anybody wants to know.
I don't think so.
You don't want to know?
In fact, I think this is very bad.
You don't want to know how the season begins?
La, 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 la. You're going to do it, aren't you?
You just don't want, you don't even want to know? Listen, what I'm going to tell you is so non...
But it's really big. Frank.
If you were, you don't, if it was
you don't even, but you wouldn't want this.
You don't
want
to know that...
La, 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 la! La, this is cruel. This is very cruel, what you're doing to your listening audience.
The season
this is terrible stuff.
Mike.
This is so bad.
Can I just tell you something?
You can tell me something.
That Tony...
I'm not sure I want to hear this. This is craziness.
Yeah.
You're losing your head.
I'm not losing my head.
All right, can I warn everybody, if you're really into The Sopranos, you know, looking forward to the premiere, turn your radios down right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a con. I've got it all. I'm not going to give it all. What I'm going to give is something that is so insignificant.
Okay, good.
You're going to say, oh, I got all worked up.
Now they've turned the radios down, so they're not hearing you do this.
Because you overreacted.
I overreacted because you presented it as such.
Well, I have it all right here.
You've read it?
Yes.
Does it ruin it for you?
No.
Hmm.
No.
A little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's the thing. He's ruined it for himself.
Bluffing.
And now he wants to breathe.
Or he is bluffing. Mike?
Do you know anything about what's going to... They wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't do that. Okay. I swear on my son's life.
Yes?
Yes. The first four episodes have been sent to people for previewing. We have had... The episodes did get here to the radio station from HBO. We've got them. A lot of media people have them. It's not unusual. If you do any kind of a search, you can go to... Well, it was in the New York Daily News today. They didn't have the...
Well, okay, so they've sent it along.
The lengthy summaries of all of the episodes.
So we have them upstairs?
Well, actually, we have them in a suburban location.
They're at your house?
That would be the suburban location.
Have you watched any of them yet?
I would rather not answer that.
You watched the first one already.
I would rather not answer that question. I would rather not answer that question, Mike. I would rather not answer. Okay? I would rather not answer the question.
HBO always sends you stuff.
They do. They do. And it didn't come in a box that said my name and your name. It said my name. Cause like,
well, no, they always send stuff to you.
Because I like getting the tapes of the stuff early. I will bring you the tape tomorrow. Would you want to see the episode before Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah, big time.
How much would you want to see it before Sunday?
I'll wait. I'll wait for Sunday night with everybody else. You're ruining it for
me.
This is like a really good movie I'm looking for. I've actually gotten pretty psyched for The Sopranos. And this is really that you're toying with me.
Of course I am.
Like a ball of yarn.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
Tell us, baby.
What do you want to know for?
Oh, watch it over and over on reruns, so why not get the first run there?
Yeah, but if you watch it on reruns, then you're not
going to... Dave.
Shut up. Shut up, please.
Everybody's...
He's enjoying this.
Everybody's got an opinion on it.
He's toying with all of us now.
Can I just tell you what I was originally going to tell you?
Yes, go ahead, Lee.
About the first episode in the fifth season of The Sopranos, a season in which Tony... Is Reed now, Mike? Hold on. Why are you putting your hands over your face? All I was going to say is
because I'll tell you why.
Redefining roles.
I'll tell you why. Because I watch a lot of HBO and I've watched the promos, and the promos are very cryptic. The promos don't give you anything. They really give you very little. You know, just little. In fact, that's what I like about it. That's what's ramping me up for the show. You might tell me something now that you think is insignificant.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Last year or 2 years ago, when it ended. Tony broke up with Carmella. Remember, she kicked him out.
Yeah, he was down at, like, the beach house. That was where he ended up.
Do you want to know where he's living now?
No. No, I really want to turn it on and be completely surprised on Sunday night. And I think a lot of people feel the same way as I do.
Yeah. He's living with a beautiful person. That's all I'll tell you. You'll find out in the first 5 minutes. The season does begin, though. I'll tell you this
now. See, now you've done it.
What?
You've done it, because now I can't stop thinking about what you just said. Is he living with a Russian girl?
I can't say. Unless you really want me to say.
Well, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll let everybody wonder.
I can't say.
Do you know?
No, I don't.
Do you want to know who goes gay?
Nobody goes gay on The Sopranos.
Do you want to know?
Who goes gay?
Do you want to know?
Furio.
Mike, the
Furio already went back to Sicily.
The episode is called All Happy Families.
I get out. So how many episodes did you get in advance?
Four.
And you have them at home?
Got the first four at home. That was a joke. No one goes fag. But...
Or do they, Rob said.
The new Sopranos...
All right, can I ask you one question before you give us any details?
I'm really not going to give you any details.
Right,
I love just knowing and you don't know.
Have you seen the first episode?
Yes.
And can you give it... I'll ask for a thumbs up. Okay, good.
I love it.
And that's fine. It's good to hear.
I love all of them that I've seen. I love all four that I see.
Very good. I've seen them.
I like them so bad. That show I like so bad.
Does any part of you get a little... Is it kind of a drag? Because, I mean, Sunday night's like a cool night to forward to. You know?
No, because I'm going to be able to sit there with my wife, and I know I... you know what it's like? It's like, I guess, the thrill of having your finger on the nuclear weapon. You know, you're never going to do it. But, you know, if you wanted to, you could press a button, and, hey, China's just a big pile of dust.
You could, if you were so inclined, ruin the...
And I won't, but I'll tell you that I do like it. If I could just tell you the opening scene...
No.
But it has nothing to do with the plot.
I don't care. I want to see it.
I could just set it up for you.
Why? You're dying. You're killing me here. You're killing me. This, you know, there is so little on television that's really worthwhile.
Don't you want to know just a little
I
something?
Don't want to know squat.
Want to know what, Mike?
I skipped the article there.
You almost said a bad word.
I know I did.
Okay.
I know. I don't. I want it to be exciting, and I'm very delighted to hear you like it.
I like it very much.
That is good. I will give you a credit on this because you, way, 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 way back when, say, there's this show I checked out. This before this show was even on the map.
Before it got any hype.
And you said, check this show out, and we all started watching. We all got hooked.
Right.
And that was, you know, and then the rest of the country got hooked.
You're going to love it. And when you see it on Sunday
night. So technically, we invented The Sopranos.
When you see the episode Sunday night, and you see the opening, and you see what I'm talking about is really, in the big picture, insignificant. It's just a hint to let you know about the direction that Tony's life has taken since he's broken up with Carmella. That's all.
Very good. Okay, that's plenty.
Now
you're continuing to talk.
And you know what?
Because you're continuing.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is going to do this to me during the commercial breaks,
yeah,
too.
Of course I am.
And especially like Friday when we're all leaving.
Yeah.
He's going to lay it on me like Friday when I'm
sure
walking out the door.
Absolutely.
All right, well, listen, we got
to... You know, I had a meeting to go to on Sunday that got canceled, and I was so excited that it got canceled. It was a nighttime meeting on Sunday, and I was so excited... That it got canceled because then I was going to be able to, devote the evening to The Sopranos.
Right. You still can.
Put the kids down to bed and just enjoy The Sopranos.
Right. Or you could go to the meeting now. Go to the meeting because I can tell you
what
happened.
No, the meeting's been moved. I moved it.
Gotcha.
It was my meeting.
Okay. I'm with you.
And incidentally, if people are curious and people are curious about everything we say, yes, the meeting is, hi, my name is Mike and I'm an alcoholic.
But I thought you could go to those meetings anytime.
Well, I do just for fun.
Just for fun.
Just for fun. Just to, you know, just to tell people, hey, come on. What are you, crazy?
Tony doesn't. Tony doesn't go to any AA meetings or anything in the upcoming four seasons.
He should.
The four episodes of the fifth season that I've seen, at least.
So you're playing a big poker face. No, I'm going to show him. I am not happy with this.
This is bothering me.
This is really like a good movie. It's like a good movie that I really want to see. I feel the same way about that. And you know, we have a code. We don't have many codes on this show, but
we have a code,
and this falls squarely into the code.
I know. I've seen it. You haven't, and that's the rule that we don't talk about.
But no, it's also freshness, and my God, freshness would be, it hasn't been on yet.
Okay. Anybody that is a realist that says it's a TV show, and that if you happen to know something about the plot...
It's kind of our movie code, though, if you want to be technical about it.
Right.
Our movie code is...
it's the same, though.
It is the same.
It is the same as the movie code.
It must feel pretty... Special, though, to be able to, you know, knock it out before anybody's seen it. Powerful.
Yeah, but now even today you could, I guess even yesterday before I got the tips, you could go to an online source and you could...
get anything
out. I mean, you could find out what happens, but why believe what you might read in the tabloids when I've seen them? What do you want to know?
I want to know what I found out from you, and I'm glad I found that out, that you loved it.
Yeah, that's the important
thing. And if you really did love it.
I did because...
Or maybe you didn't love it. And
it
would kill me if you came up and it sucks.
If I didn't, I would tell you.
It's always been, like, if you see a movie before me, it's always a lot worse if you don't like it
than if you... If
well, it's
like,
the same for me with you. It's the same peer pressure.
Yeah,
thinking,
I mean, it's
my God, Mike said this movie really stinks. What if I come in on Monday and say, that's the funniest movie I ever saw?
Well, no, I know it because usually it's there's a chance if you really don't like something that I'll like it. There is a much better chance if you really like something that I will like it, though.
Hello, Jim. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, I was wondering if Tony's living with a psychiatrist, if that's the girl.
Hmm. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, I didn't want to spoil it for Mike, but
well, you know,
this
is, you know, I don't. If you don't know, I don't mind speculation.
Right.
And if Don doesn't give us any answers, you know, we can have fun with this. And,
hello, Junior.
More fun than
like I'm supposed to take this call seriously because it says on the screen his name is Junior. Unless this is Dale Earnhardt. What the hell are you doing, Junior?
No, it is. It's, you know, Don and Mike. What you don't know could fill a book. Junior Soprano.
Oh, that Junior. Or, Junior.
Yes.
Hi, Junior.
Uncle Junior.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Don.
Yes.
I think I speak for the rest of the collective nation when I say, shut up! Let's watch it on Sunday!
I don't think he has any intention of revealing any plot.
Nor do I.
No, I'm talking about you. I was talking
no,
about
No, I know.
You.
I said, or do I? Or do I have the intention of revealing the plot?
That was a question.
Do I? Or do I?
You continue to torture.
Or do I? I know it all.
I just hope it's good. I mean, there were times when
I'll tell you,
it was really ramped up. You know, I think of the Ralphie chop the hen off thing where it was just ripping.
There are parts of the third episode that will not...
That you won't like. Huh. Okay.
Okay.
I don't want to pile on, but I've seen this Tuesday's episode of According to Jim.
Rob,
get out of here.
It's a great one. All right, well, listen, we got a break here, kids. We got a break. If we can do a phone scan and not talk about The Sopranos, or if you want to talk about it, that's all right. I'm still ready.
You'd be happy to.
I'm happy to talk about The Sopranos. Phone number 877-365-3636. That's from America, from Canada. 800-636-1067 and DC 202-432-1067.
Now I'm curious.
Well, about what?
I have to fight my curiosity to ask you during the break.
Ask me during the break what? What happened?
About what?
About what you were talking about. You'll like it.
Good.
Except for the third episode. Right, but that's just because I know you.
I'll plan a weekend away.
You might surprise me and you might like it. Phone scan lies straight ahead. Get on the line to get on the air, everybody. Your calls are next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, Trey says he's never been fishing before. So can he and I take turns with my fishing pole?
All right. Better still, I'll let him have one of my poles and then you can both have one.
Gee, thanks, Sheriff. You can let me use your pole, Paul? The big one?
Sure. But you all got to get some sleep. I know. One of you come in my room.
Okay, Paul.
Oh, no, wait a minute. You go, Trey. You stay in your own bed.
Trey can sleep in your bed, Paul?
Don't worry about it. You'll see him first thing in the morning. I'll bring him in as soon as he dozes off. Go to sleep.
Hi-ho.
Hi-ho.
Hi, Paul.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Their comedy is partly shtick. Don and Mike.
Alrighty, 877-365-3636. From America. Canada. 800-636-1067. Phone scan time. One thing I didn't get to, I really, really did want to mention was Raymond. Buzz, you might have this on the news. If you do, too bad. I just wanted to mention, everybody loves Raymond.
No, not everybody.
Well, the show, the state of the
heat.
Show.
Yeah, the show, right.
The show, everybody loves Raymond.
Right.
They were going to wind it up, but because Ray Romano has that fantastic movie career to fall back on, once the Mooseport movie came out, and like two people want to see it, here's a shock. Ray Romano has decided he's going to come back.
Yeah, well, I probably read the reviews.
And everybody on the show wants to come back because they all want a lot of money.
Right.
But because they admit they're out of ideas,
right?
What they're proposing to CBS is to come back and do less than a full season's worth of shows at more money.
Right.
Because they're running out of ideas.
Because they can't be creative. They want us to pay more for them.
Well, no, CBS does. Yeah, I guess we do end up paying somehow for that.
Right.
Let's see. And it really gets very political because Ray Romano says he's not... Ray Romano gets like $2 million an episode.
No!
He says he's not coming back without the producer. The producer says he's not coming back unless he gets more money, although he already stands to make $500 million from the syndication money.
Jeez.
Then they're talking about, okay, what if we get rid of Everybody Loves Raymond and we do a show with Robert, with Brad Garrett, who we've had on our show. Well, the problem there is the girl that plays Robert's wife,
yeah,
she's married to the producer. And also, Ray Romano's lawyer, his agent,
yeah,
is Leslie Moonves' brother. Ray Romano's agent is the brother of the president for CBS. The producer of Everybody Loves Raymond doesn't want to come back with more money. They can't do a spin-off.
Unless he gets more money, you mean.
Yeah, without more money. They can't do the spin-off show with his brother because his brother's wife on the show is married to the producer in real life.
Wow.
And having said all of that, and having watched the show on Monday, and I'm a fan of the show.
Yeah.
Is it really worth all this?
I don't think so.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
But you know how they are. I mean,
how they are.
A hit on TV is so hard to find. I mean, that they'll go gaga.
What's funny is that they were all willing to walk away from it until the movie failed.
Right.
And then Ray Romano realized,
I got to come back. I don't have a career.
Hello.
What's going on? That's all I can do is be a dumb TV guy.
Hello, phone scan. Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Howdy.
Yeah, listen, I'd like to come broadcast at the Mandalay Bay.
You'd like to come broadcast?
Come see it.
I'd like to come see your broadcast.
Oh, where are you from?
I'm from Las Vegas.
Very good.
Well, yeah, come on down. We'll be at Mandalay Bay. Although Mike has a special message for our listeners in Sacramento. Yes.
I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento.
There you go.
So, I mean that from my ticker.
I'll welcome all of our Las Vegas listeners next week. Mike will welcome all of our Sacramento listeners.
I will indeed. Anybody from Sacramento, I will give you a personal greeting.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, I went to the Sopranos premiere party last night in New York.
So you saw it too?
Prince of Tide.
That's the first episode?
Correct.
Correct.
All right. How about I'm happy for you.
How about,
are you going to be one of these people too that's going to ruin it?
Hey, man, without saying it. Didn't you think that the very opening...
La, 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 la,
la. I'm not going to say anything. The very opening shot tells you an awful lot about what's going to be happening.
It tells you the entire season. It's brilliant.
Well, then, okay. Then why don't we both keep that under our hats?
I agree. It's brilliant.
You feel it was a fabulous party. You guys would have had a great time there.
Who cares about the party?
And Rob, I'm surprised we didn't send you up there again.
Mike, they didn't offer this year.
Oh, really?
I think it was pointed out to us that HBO is paying for the entire crew to go to Las Vegas next week. And then maybe sending Bobo up to New York as well.
Yeah, but after, you know, going to three of the premieres, it's so old hat.
Right. And, you know, isn't this, guys, a dream come true? We're finally doing our show from Las Vegas,
this
Nevada.
Will be great. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, phone scan. Hi.
How are you?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I'm calling from Sacramento, and I have a request. This isn't a...
you know what? Hey, hold on, hold on. Just I just want you to know, pal. I want you to know,
hey,
buddy.
Mike,
that I
Michael Maron,
I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento.
All right, and you know, really, it was kind of a thrown away Sacramento. It was not really Sacramento. It was Sacramento, and I was so,
Mike,
you know,
Mike,
my
Mike,
energy was... What?
Mike.
What?
Mike.
What?
Breathe in.
Breathe out.
Yeah, you got me all ramped up on that Sacramento thing.
Breathe out.
Okay.
I know you're just kidding. I love the rib, even though I live here.
He loves the rib. Just like Adam, he loves the rib.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy my good-natured ribbing.
No one ever uses the word rib as a verb anymore. Good for you, ass.
Rob.
Mike Sean. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Phone scan.
Hey, I was wondering what you guys thought of John Kerry last night.
As always, looks like Abraham Lincoln. He has incredibly big hair.
I think his speech was great. I listened to his whole speech. I loved it.
I'll tell you, I was not able to, not that I would have stayed with it one way or the other, but I found it.
I just wanted to, I watched it because I was curious about to see if he did wrap it up, and that's what I was hoping for.
While I was watching that on Fox News Channel last night, they had Kerry where he was saying he loves Edwards, and, you know, and it's pretty much he's engaging.
Mm-hmm.
He's proposing to the other guy, and he's going through what an idiot Bush is and all the things he's going to do, and this is now Fox News.
Right.
Fair and balanced.
Yeah, and I mean, for a good portion of the coverage last night, Sean Hannity.
Hold on, this is before Sean Hannity.
Right.
Kerry, they say, we have breaking news. John Kerry is making a speech.
Ah.
They go to the speech. It runs maybe 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, the Fox News channel breaks in and they go, I swear to God, the guy says, he goes, well, I think we've all heard what he has to say.
Yeah.
He's wrapping it up now, and it's more of the same old, same old. I think it's time that we try to have a dialogue on what he said.
God.
Now, here's my only point.
Yeah.
If that was Bush, they would not have cut Bush off. And I know
not
Bush,
a bit. No.
I know Bush is the president.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a difference when he's the president. But this was the dude who Bush called earlier in the day to in essence, say, you know, the rumble's on. You're the guy.
Well, that's your fair and balanced BS. I mean, you
You're
really...
Right. You know, with Larry King, even Larry King used to have a reputation for being a...
I'm curious.
A left-winger. I mean, he used to have a reputation. And, you know, he used to be very political. When he went to CNN, he just does, you know, the interviews.
Right.
What I worry about is really when they're coming across as a news channel. It just seems to me it's just a little weird to have a political agenda, and which, you know, guys like Hannity and Bill O'Reilly have.
Just last night, watching this thing, and I'm listening.
Fair and balanced. And when they have to say it, beware, America.
And I'm listening to Kerry, blah, 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 blah. And I agree it's blah, blah, like it's all blah, blah. But you're a news channel, and that's why I've turned on Channel 360 to watch this guy speak.
Mm-hmm.
And it's blah, blah. And all of a sudden, the guy comes on and goes, well, we've heard about enough. Heard about enough of that. We know
he's making a little sense. Let's get away. Cut away.
Hello, God and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great, thanks.
This is Jeffrey Hogan, and I just wanted to let you know that I have a chicken down my pants.
All right, that would be the CEO of Clear Channel Communications calling in.
I don't believe he was Jeffrey,
it's
though.
It's John Hogan, mm-hmm. not Jeffrey Hogan.
Jeffrey. Jeffrey works at, you know, Toys R Us.
Toys R Us. And he spells it with a G, not a J.
Geoffrey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And Rob, your birthday is Monday, and I want you to know I'm getting you all Geoffrey dollars.
Very good. Very exciting.
And Mike, that's the last time I'm going to throw you a bone about Rob's birthday being on Monday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
So come on. Write a post-it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'll cover it.
Hello, Don and Mike. Rob just threw you a package of post-it notes. See how desperately he wants your attention?
Why don't you love me?
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, guys. You are great.
Yes, we are. What can we do for you?
I mean, I just had a comment for you.
What answer is that? Is possibly,
just the truth.
She says, you are great. We are. What can we do for you?
You can say you, we, all of the above. Y'all made a comment last week about, I think it was Mike's ex-wife working at a sewage plant.
No, Don's ex-wife.
My ex-wife.
Oh, Don's ex-wife.
Yes.
Well, I've got one that can top that. My husband's ex-wife's title is a meat packer. She works in a meat packing plant, and
gotcha.
She is a meat packer.
See, it's but it's fun. It's fun when you...
It gives her great joy.
She enjoys that the same way I enjoy the fact that Dawn works in a sewage treatment plant.
I think you got it all over her on this one.
Guys, wait, you're writing notes to Rob during
the show. Well, you told me to write a post-it to remind me that it's Rob's birthday, and I wrote down on a post-it that said, Rob doesn't know my ATM number.
He's making fun of the fact that I'm getting old and forgetful.
Yeah, because he doesn't remember it, and it's killing him, and that's what a little private joke.
I guarantee
joke.
You know what? I've got that.
That birthday is right there. That birthday is more than any other birthday.
The birthday is on your right eyebrow. That's what you pointed to.
Right there.
It's right there.
No, it's beyond that.
It's in the nerve center.
You go in deep inside.
It's in the inner government.
Got it.
Is it inside the intergovernment?
I'm bringing a big gift. In fact, I'm going to ask Rob during the commercial break what he might like, and he's very forthcoming with that.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, phone scan. Hi.
Yes, just wanted to correct you guys on Sacramento. It's called the Big Sack.
Right. We've never heard that before. Thanks. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
I just wanted to ask you if you heard this morning the other radio disc jockey mention your name.
Well, gosh, they all do, but which one was it?
Stern.
Howard.
Oh, really? Well, what did our friend Howard have to say?
He called you a bunch of clones.
A bunch of clones. Would that be before or after he ripped off our Rick D's bit?
That was before.
Before.
Yeah. We're clones. Here's the deal, Howard. We're clones, but we're doing a show now where we don't have to have a parody song about drinking man goo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, funny. If that's what I'm saying. That's what I heard this morning on his show. I didn't hear Mike called me up this morning and said...
I've never heard... I mean, it was exactly what we had done.
Wow.
When did we have all that Rick D stuff?
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
You know,
it's really exactly what we'd done.
But see, here's the thing. I don't get mad about that because I think that's something that's in the public domain.
Right.
Anybody's going to find out about it. It's the same thing I've said to all these stern people that call the show. There's only so much funny stuff out there. There's only so much funny stuff out there, but you don't hear us screaming that Howard Stern is a clone of ours.
Right.
You know, I'd say to Howard, figure out what you're going to do with your show, dude. And why was he dissing us? All we've done
not
is,
much else he can do. Now.
All we've done is stand up for him and say that Clear Channel thing was wrong that they did.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, he acted like he didn't really know who you guys were. Yeah. He said,
okay, that's another great one. He doesn't know who we are.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. He said, why don't you go get those guys from Washington? You know, Don and Mike, them clones. And yeah. Go get them and
you know
put
why?
Them on the air.
You know why he mentions our name? Because I got news for you. The secret plan. If he blows it all up,
right.
We get that job. That's how he knows our names, and that's how he pretends he doesn't know who we are.
Sure.
Because when he's having his buddy-buddy meetings with Mel and Robert Kraft,
mm-hmm.
You know, at some point, somebody has to say to him, or maybe he says, what are you going to do?
Right.
What are you going to do the next time I do something like about Mangu,
right.
and you fire me?
Well, exactly.
Well, we've got these two schmucks down in Washington.
And that was exactly the conversation. He was talking to somebody about being fired.
Yeah, I know. We're not moving, Mike.
We ain't moving.
We're not going anywhere.
We ain't going back there. Unless it's the Florida.
Thank you, honey. You know, someone should tell that dude that if you know, I've heard Howard Stern's show before. He talks about nobody in the industry gives May the credit. I started May. It's all about May. It's all about May. Well, hey, dummy. I don't know a whole lot of disc jockeys who got on their radio shows and said Clear Channel did you wrong.
Right.
You know, come on. Kiss my ass. Big phony movie. Fairy tale movie.
Get out of here.
Jesus. For goodness sakes. Why did you even ask the name? I shouldn't have asked.
No, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Hello, Don and Mike show. But at least it's good that he knows if he gets... At least it's good he knows if he gets fired that they've talked to us about taking his job.
Because
we can do it clean if we have to.
Yeah, we can.
Can you, Howard? Hello?
Yeah, Don?
Yeah, and Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Don, Mike?
Hi.
Hey, suggestion for your game. You should have Joe stutter. And, you know, after he stutters, maybe he should talk to homeless people.
Yeah,
because
that's...
I can bet on it.
Because Howard Stern... Hold on, let's get to the agenda here.
Yeah, we are actually...
Because Howard Stern invented man-on-the-street interviews?
No, he didn't invent them. Like what?
He invented them?
No.
Well, that's what...
Mel did out in San Francisco.
Who did?
Who did?
That guy Mel, whatever his name is.
Mel who?
Mel Sharp.
Who is Mel Sharp? He's the guy who invented man-on-the-street interviews?
Oh, he was the one that made him big. He was the first guy to go on TV with him.
Okay, so how come you're not calling us intimating that we are stealing material from Mel Sharp?
Well, because you guys are betting on answers.
Uh-huh. And that, again, was, I guess, trademarked by who?
Who invented betting?
Howard Stern.
Oh, really? He invented betting, too.
Absolutely.
I didn't know
that. He invented wagering?
No.
Oh, let me
invented wagering on the answers.
Let me ask you a question.
Are you serious? Do you really believe that?
I've never heard that before. I've been listening to his show for years, and he's been doing this for 10 years.
How many years?
Probably about 15 years.
What would you say to... Well, Mike had a good question. He called me up today. And Mike, you were right. We would get a call like this.
I've done this maybe once.
Hold on.
But really, what would you say to that? What I heard today was really the bit that we were doing about Rick Dees playing the Rick Dees sign off tape, and he was doing the exact same thing. It's something that we did 3 weeks ago.
What would you say to that?
No comment.
How come you don't have?
I didn't hear that joke.
Well, I'm telling you, Mike called me this morning and said he's doing the exact same bit that we did 3 weeks ago.
So you think he listens to you?
No,
we think it's an inevitable accident.
Not. No, just like you're so stupid for thinking because we send a guy out on the street and he asks questions and we want to bet on it, which incidentally, I don't know if you've heard our show, we bet on, when we play poker, we bet on the show Cops.
You know when the first time I heard that Stern bets on the interviews?
When?
This phone call.
Yeah. One more thing, real quick.
Oh, sure.
That's not even what I called about.
Go ahead. What did you call about?
I just wanted to mention, hey, you were talking about Pete Rose and who looks like him.
I think it's Uncle Junior and Uncle Junior accepting, you know, getting into the Hall of Fame.
What?
You take Uncle Junior and put him in the Hall of Fame.
Who is Uncle Junior? You mean from The Sopranos?
Right.
That's what Rose is going to look like. Do you drive a car?
Good heaven, no.
Yeah, this is. Tell me this isn't the last call. Tell me he doesn't get prizes.
No, he doesn't get a prize.
No, Jesus. Bad caller. Bad caller.
Awful caller you are.
Okay, how about this?
Did Howard Stern invent hanging up on stupid callers?
Yeah, and do not give him his third point. He does not deserve it.
Mike, just let me ask. Did Howard invent hanging up on stupid callers?
Can you tell?
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Right. Yeah, this is Mike out of Reno. You guys are going to Reno, or going down to Vegas, and you gagged us back in June.
We did what?
Well, you guys are going to Vegas, and you skagged us back in June.
We stagged you.
Skagged us.
What the hell is that? We skagged you. How did we skag the people of Reno?
But you said you guys are coming down in June. We all had to go play for some tickets and everything to see you guys. It was like a meet and greet. You weren't doing any kind of...
As I recall, wasn't that a problem with the radio station?
Yeah, the radio station skagged you.
Oh, those bastards.
Yeah, that's where I would direct your anger, and I would urge you to hop in your vehicle and come down to Las Vegas and see us next weekend.
If I could, I would. I definitely would.
I thought you like wanted to come so you could beat his ass.
No, I don't do that anymore. No, I'm too old.
I thought that was a veiled.
No, not at all. No, I'd like him to come down. I'd like to skag him.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh my.
Hello.
Hi guys.
Hi there.
How are you?
We're great, thanks.
Great. I don't know if you know the answer to this or not, but I have a question about your old friend, ex-friend, whatever she is, Leah Remini. Is she pregnant as she can be, or did she just blow up like a balloon?
No, she's been in the Inquirer. She has an eating disorder. That in some ways is related to the show.
It's reverse bulimia.
They're doing a horrible job.
Reverse bulimia, gross.
I know she looks awful. She's put on about 100 pounds.
Yeah.
I thought she was like 8 months pregnant, and they were hiding it so terribly.
No, she's not pregnant. She's just fat.
No.
Darling, you're the last call.
Winner.
On the phone scan today.
Winner!
What is your name?
Bonnie.
And where are you from?
Of course it is.
I'm calling from Baltimore.
Hi, everybody. I'm Live 105. You want a pair of pit tickets for Ozfest 2004 with Ozzy, Judas Priest, Slayer, Slipknot. Rob, I believe I believe this woman shaves her armpit.
No, I was just referring to the pit ticket. Give the prizes. Come on, continue to give the prizes to Loud Bonnie.
Tickets are on sale at the Ticketmaster, NissanPavilion.com. Your pit tickets are right in front of the stage. The pit section is there instead of the front rows. So enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Have fun, LB.
Thank you, Bonnie. Loud Bonnie?
Loud Bonnie.
Loud Bonnie.
Yes.
Okay, Bonnie. Hey, listen, love you long time. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Hold on a second.
Bye, LB.
Okay.
Bye.
That was Loud Bonnie.
Hold on a second, please. When we come back, you want Loud?
Yeah.
It's time for the Charlie interview.
Oh, my God.
When we come back, and we have a real celebrity for our man Charles to interview today.
Very exciting.
Charlie Boy Hill. No, the smarter Charlie. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, DORM, broadcasting live from the Baker Science Building. Great.
The Don and Mike Show. They wear a lot of hats while they sit on the fence making a commitment. Don and Mike.
Right. Everybody agree, go do-do-do. Do-do-do-do. Now, we are absolutely steroid wrestler laden. Tomorrow, Mick Foley's coming on the show.
All right.
We like having Mick on Mankind, because we talk about everything except wrestling with him. Have a discussion about the FCC, about, you know, the state of the country.
Good.
Today, we have one of the guys who's going to be in WrestleMania. The Big Show. The Big Show. Lots of wrestlers on this program. And we don't know him like we know Mick Foley.
No.
And the sex quiz, which we used to give all these guys, the wrestlers were the best with the sex quiz.
Yes,
they don't. Rob, would you pick that up and tell them that Charlie will be right with
him? I think we may have already given him that.
You think so? Have we had this guy on before? Big
We had him on in January.
Oh, we had him on in January of this year?
Yeah. January of 2003, a year ago.
Oh, okay. So we had him on a year ago.
All right.
Well, today, I know that no one loves wrestling more than my man, Charlie. And it's been a long time since we had the Charlie interview, and we got... you know, Mankind tomorrow. So let's get the wrestler's perspective, the fan's perspective today. Come on in, Charlie.
When you start to act like Charlie.
Hey, what's wrong with your eye, Charlie?
I don't know. I can't open it. Come and join us, Charlie people.
Charlie.
Hi, John.
Hi, Charlie. I know you love...
You're going to let me interview a wrestler today.
I know you love WWE.
Mr. Boyle said you'd let me interview a wrestler today.
Yes, sir.
His name is The Big Show.
The Big Show. Buzz, yes. when I give you the high sign...
All right. I'm feeling much better, Don. Almost normal.
When I give you the high sign, mm-hmm. you announce it's The Charlie Show.
Right. The Charlie Show. Charlie Show. Talking to a wrestler on The Charlie Show.
Hold on a second.
Mr. Broyhill said I could ask any question I wanted.
The line was...
Did you
speak to him or to
Charlie?
The line just went dead.
Mr. Broyhill said that I could ask any question I wanted, but nothing excretory.
Right. That's right.
Or to do with sex.
Yes.
And I don't like to talk about sex anyway. I don't. You know I don't.
I know you don't, but...
I really don't. So I'm just going to talk to him about wrestling, you know.
Have you seen any nice girls recently?
Now, don't talk to me, because when you talk to me, it gets bad.
Charlie,
and someone said you can't talk bad anymore.
I'm not talking bad. I just want to ask you.
You're not allowed.
I want to ask you something before the wrestler...
No.
Gets back on the phone.
All right.
Did you read the Sports Illustrated from Sid issue?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Did you see that a lot of times the girls didn't have the swimsuits on, that the swimsuits were just on hangers?
It's on that. Yeah. Yeah, I saw it.
How old are you, Charlie?
I'm in my 60s.
How old is he, Rob?
How old am I?
In December.
63?
Oh, here he is.
December, you turned...
Here's the wrestler. You ready, Buzz?
Yes.
Yes, ready.
Here we go. Right. And go, Buzz.
Hike up your overalls live from the Westwood One Radio Network. It's The Charlie Show with your host, Charlie Stuang Stabilak.
Yeah, right.
Now, here's Charlie.
Hello. This is Charlie Stuang Stabilak, and my guest is a big-time wrestler from WrestleMania. Let's all please welcome The Big Show.
Big Show,
Hi, Big Show.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing groovy. How are you?
I like that word. Groovy. Big Show. You have a big wrestling match coming up. What is it going to be?
March 14th. Mm-hmm. WrestleMania, Madison Square Garden.
Who are you going to wrestle in your Big Show match?
Don't be so nervous.
I'm gonna wrestle John Cena. I think you've taken too many happy pills today, haven't you?
I'm always happy, Mr. Big. Do you let people call you Mr. Big Show or Mr. Big or Mr. Show?
Well, I prefer that my wife calls me Mr. Great Big, but you can call me Show.
Show. Okay, Show. To get big and strong, to do all the wrestling that you like to do, what do you eat? What is your favorite food to eat to get big?
I'm pretty much on a seafood diet.
Seafood?
Yeah.
I know that joke. You can eat. If I see food, I eat it. Big Show.
Are you from England?
No, I'm from America. I'm from Hyattsville, Maryland.
Are you really?
Yep. Okay. I live with my brother Charlie and our friend Huggy, and he takes care of us.
Your brother Matthew.
My brother Matthew. I'm sorry. My brother Matthew. Mr. Show, can I ask you another question?
Of course you can.
Originally, my people are from Latvia.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Show, many times, I wrote this down, hold on a second, I'm just going to get my paper out, okay? Hold on.
Yeah, whatever you got to do there, sweetheart.
Okay.
He called you sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
You're okay. A man, he called you sweetheart.
Mr. Show.
Yeah.
Many times athletes can't eat sweets when they're in...
Training.
Get
the hook on phonics here. Hurry up.
Can you eat sweets? And if so, what kind of sweets do you like to eat, Mr. Show?
Well, first of all,
Good question, Charlie. Sweets.
I like sweets.
Like, you know, candy and ice cream and stuff.
I'd probably have to say my favorite is chocolate Häagen-Dazs ice cream.
Oh, I love that. And peanut butter cups?
Peanut butter cups. That's the biggest thing I've cut out now. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll watch Sports Center and eat a gallon of ice cream. That's not really good for you.
Do you like pizza?
Do I like pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does a frog hop?
Does a frog hop? Mr. Show, you are very, very funny.
Well, thank you very much. So are you there, sweetheart.
Who is your favorite wrestler besides you?
Favorite wrestler besides me.
Uh-huh.
I would probably say my favorite wrestler.
We got a real meeting of the minds here.
Uh-huh. I'd say Eddie Guerrero.
Eddie Guerrero.
Eddie Guerrero makes me laugh a lot. I like his facial expressions. I like his work in the ring. I like it when he gets mad. Right now I'd have to say he's my favorite. My favorite of all time,
mm-hmm.
of course, is Ric Flair.
Ric Flair, the nature boy. Yeah, he has, he's big and strong. Is there anybody that you really don't like, Mr. Show? That you'd like to really beat up? Hello? Hello?
Oh. Wow.
Mr. Show?
What happened there?
He just...
Charlie, don't cry.
Charlie, don't cry.
Sure, it was an accident. He didn't mean to, Charlie.
Charlie, I'm sure it was
about. Hold on, Charlie, I got somebody on the phone that will make you feel better.
All right.
Robin, need the break glass in case of emergency.
Hello.
Hold on a second. Are you still sad?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still crying?
Yeah.
Well, cry a little bit.
I can't cry on cue.
Sure you can. Mr. Show hates you.
Yeah, he does not hate
me. He hates you. Breaking news. Hello?
Hey, hello?
Is this Tom?
Oh, Charlie.
Hey, Tom, how are you? Tom, don't talk like the bird. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Nice to talk to you, Tom.
Hey, Charlie.
How you been?
Good.
What's happening?
I got a tooth pulled on Monday.
Oh, did it hurt?
They put me to sleep.
How many you got left now, Tom? 4, 5, 6, 7?
I don't know.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, what?
I miss you.
I miss you, Charlie.
Hey, guys.
I do. La, la, la.
Hold on a second. I believe your guest is back, Charlie.
Oh, good.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. Are you still there?
Mr. Show, what happened? You hung up on me.
No. We got a little bad connection here. I think the guy in our office started getting excited when he heard your voice.
Hey, Mr. Show.
Mr.
Show?
Yes, sir.
Can you say, I love you, Charlie?
I love you, Charlie.
I love you, Mr. Show. I hope you win all of your wrestling matches.
Thank you very much, Mr. Charlie. You are definitely a sweetheart.
You're very big and very strong, but you don't strike me as being very mean.
I'm only mean when I have to be.
That's right. I was going to ask you.
You get in front of me at the dinner table, you'll find out how mean I am.
Because you want all the food, right?
Right.
Mr. Show, since we're friends now, I want to ask you a question. Who's the wrestler you don't like? The one you'd really like to beat up? That's what I asked you before you hung up.
I didn't hang up on you. That was a technical difficulty.
Okay, all right.
Don't blame me for faulty equipment.
You're a good guy. You are a good guy, Mr. Show.
The wrestler I don't like right now, I don't like John Cena. He's just a smart aleck.
Oh, that's the guy he's fighting, Charlie.
Kid with
hey, Charlie.
Good-looking and got a great body, and I hate him.
Hey, Mr. Show, I've got a friend of mine. Really, one of my best friends is on.
One of your best callers?
Uh-huh.
And he's one of the best callers to the show. Would you like to meet him?
Sure, I'll say hi.
Do you take phone calls?
I'll take a phone call.
Okay. Now, Mr. Show, say hi to Tom Gavin. This is Tom Gavin, Mr. Show.
How you doing, Mr. Show?
Good, Tom. How are you doing, buddy?
Good.
Tom, I'm going to allow you to ask Mr. Show one question. You only get one question.
Hey, we got
to
wrap this up. So, Charlie, give me the plug.
Okay. Okay, the WrestleMania.
Yeah.
WrestleMania is coming up. The U.S. title match, The Big Show versus John Cena. And that's coming up. When's that coming up, Mr. Show?
March 14th
at 7 o'clock.
Pay-per-view.
Exclusively on pay-per-view, live from Madison Square Garden. And now, Tom, ask you one question.
Yes, Tom, go ahead.
Can I come up there and help with the wrestling?
Can you come up and help with the wrestling? Help do what?
Hey, Mr. Hold on one second, Mr. Show. I want both of you guys to hold on.
What's happening, Don? He was about to answer his question.
I'm going to speak to Mr. Show off the air.
All right.
Okay. Give me a second.
No problem.
Hey, dude.
Production note.
Hey, listen, before you go back, hey, are you there? Hey, before you go back on the air with the guys, this is the producer. Just want to let you know, one of the guys is pretending to be retarded, but the other guy really is retarded. So now you got to figure out which is which. Okay, hold on. Hey, you ready?
Okay. Okay, Tom.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah, Tom.
What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, you were asking Mr. Show, what do you want to do for the wrestling? Do you want to go up there?
Go up there and help him out.
I think he's still on the phone.
He is.
Mr. Show. Mr. Show.
Yes,
can Tom come up and be on the show?
It depends on what we can get Tom to do. I mean,
Tom can balance.
I can help.
My last name's not McMahon, so I'm not hiring anybody.
Tom can balance a cane on his head.
I can help sell the t-shirts and stuff.
What, Tom?
I can help sell
the thing to do. The thing to do was probably try to call WWE.
Yeah.
WWE. If they're taking any applications.
He will.
WWE.com.
He'll call.
They're taking applications. And
Big Show, thank you.
Something that they can you know, provide a service for them. They're good employers.
Okay.
Hey.
Tom, I got to go. Tom.
Hey.
Tom.
Hey, Don.
Tom, you got to hang up now.
Tom, hang up now.
Hang up now.
You got to hang up. And Mr. Show, I have to ask you something. Now that I've hung up on, and Charlie... And
yes, Don.
For a moment, I have to ask him a question in private.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Show.
Yes.
Which one do you think is real and which is faking? Tom, who's real? Tom or Charlie?
I think I'm the one that's messed up.
No, he's not retarded.
But if you had to pick one of the guys you just talked to, which one is pretending and which one is really? Tom or Charlie?
I thought I had to say that Tom was real.
Tom
was real.
Tom's the winner!
Tom was really?
I don't like that game.
I'm sorry, Mr. Charlie, but you kind of remind me of the Queen Mother for some reason.
That's
some
okay, Charlie.
You sound like the Queen Mother to me, especially with the laugh.
That's okay, that's Charlie. All right.
It's almost like a ha-ha-ha, go have him beheaded or something. Appropriate.
Yeah, all right, Mr. Show.
Thanks for being on the show, Mr. Show.
Did you say I love you, Charlie, again?
I love you, Charlie.
I love you, Big Show.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was great. I love the Charlie interview.
I do, too.
I do. I really do.
I do love it.
So much big-time fun. Goodbye, all.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye, Charlie.
Man.
You know, I was just playing a hunch.
Yeah.
What are the odds? Like, we're betting again.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking to myself, it's the payoff of all time.
Right.
If the guy says, Charlie's the one.
I know, but
Charlie's the one.
No. Too lovable.
It's your talent. It's your talent that shines through.
This is true.
It's your talent that shines through. Because you said things to him like, I like you on the show. I like you. You didn't just say, roar! I want to be on WWE.
That was his question, you know. Can I come up and be on it?
Yeah.
It's all about him.
Like always. Oh, all he's still about on the line? Mr. Show?
And
Mr. Show, incidentally, was the name of the show that guy from HBO that was on the show not too long ago
had. The guy with the bald guy.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. What's his name?
David Cross.
David Cross, right, yes. From Mr. Show.
Mr. Show.
Big Show.
It's a show.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye, Mr. Show. There you go. Well, tomorrow, Mankind.
All right. Yeah, goodbye. Charlie will not be participating in that interview.
Oh, and there's Big Show and WrestleMania on pay-per-view. Got a break. When we come back. Also from our wacky story file.
Mick Foley!
Chubby Chasers. We found a guy. We found a guy.
I just came back.
We found a guy with a website.
Came back into Mike's body.
Found a guy with a website.
Did you know?
And he just, he loves to hook up guys who are really, really into fat girls.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, and then there's some guys that are fat and like to be with fat chicks, and there's some guys that are skinny and like to be with fat chicks. And he's got a for fat chicks to find fat guys.
Latvia is my home.
Latvia.
Yes.
Latvia.
We wear lots of coats.
Where is Latvia?
In the land far away.
So we'll do the Chubby Chasers. We come right back, okay, Charlie?
Okay, Don, it would be a pleasure.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hear ye, hear ye. Switch to Singular Wireless and get a wireless company that offers you and your family the best plans possible. Oh, hi, Mike.
That's right, my friend. Only Singular Wireless is family talk, and Singular is the only place for rollover.
Ah, you know the old rollover. It's great because it allows you to roll over your unused minutes month to month for up to a year.
I get it. Rollover. Very clever. Just remember that Singular with a C, C-I-N-G-U-L-A-R. Check it out online at singular.com.
When you add great features to your account, the total $4.99 or higher.
You mean like text messaging a roadside assistant?
Exactly. You get a swell LG 4010 flip phone free, no hassles and no rebates to fool with.
Right now, Singular's waiving activation fees on national plans $39.99 and higher with a 1 or 2 year contract.
So why wait? Run screaming to your nearest Singular store or visit www.singular for phones and features.
Certain restrictions apply. See website for complete details. Singular is neato, and we read the whole copy, Don.
We did it.
We did every bit of it we got into.
Who's the greatest? Okay, it's unanimous.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
Can you believe we're back from commercials already? Here's Don and Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Dude Walker. And we're into the wacky story file now. And I got, you know, Buzz, you brought the name up the other day of John Kim.
Right.
The Asian guy that loves fat chicks.
Yeah.
And now there's a guy, we got a press release. His website is overweightdate.com for fat chicks and for fat guys.
Yeah, and it's not just women, right? It's men and women.
It's a website for fat people. But it's also for chubby chasers. That if you're like a skinny guy and you like doing fat girls, that's okay.
Okay.
I've never, and I guess, well, I'll ask him, are there fat chicks that are looking for... for skinny guys?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is that available?
I would think so.
Ian, are you there?
I'm here. How's it going, guys?
All right, this is Ian Klein, and he's the genius behind overweightdate.com.
Did you hear what we were talking about, Ian, about, you know, are there big women that look for skinny guys, and they can find that on your website?
You guys hit the nail on the head. We have all combinations. I mean, the site was designed exclusively for large lovers and their admirers. So there are large people on there, and then there are thinner people who like a little extra meat on the bone and everything in between.
Of the larger, what would be the biggest number? the largest woman available on your website?
Yeah, the largest woman that you've ever hooked up.
You know, LBS, pounds.
Right, right. Well, you know, not many people are going to give the actual number away, but I have certainly seen people in the 400s, so there's no weight limit here.
So you've seen people in the 400s. You think you got any 500-pounders on there?
Well, not that I've seen, but it doesn't mean that they're not there. We get new members every day.
Now, what about, this? Beyond this being a service for a fat woman to meet a fat man and then have fat children together, what about the guy, the chubby chaser is what I'm interested in, the guy who, relatively speaking, is skinny but is sexually attracted to really, really fat girls? How much... of your, oh, and incidentally,
Michael Elston is Buzz Burbank.
It's one of the guys on our show who suffers from that affliction.
He loves that.
How much of your percentage on your website is guys like that?
I couldn't give you an exact figure, but I would say it's a pretty good number. It would probably be about 10% or so.
10%?
We have a lot of people who are very thin, and they just happen to like men and women that, like I said, that have a little extra meat on the bone.
Now, you say the proof is in the pudding that your sister's been in the same relationship.
You get it, proof in the pudding?
All right. Is your sister, is she a big girl there, Ian?
Yes, always has been, and you know, probably always will be. And she was the inspiration for the website. We knew a while ago that we wanted to start a dating community, but didn't know which angle to take, and she inspired us. To design
the how fat is your sister?
Well, she's certainly not she's not the largest person on the site, but
is she a 300 pounder?
No, not even close to
too,
that.
Too fitty?
I don't think so. You know, when you're a woman,
hold on, 200?
She's She's probably around there.
225, 230?
Yeah, maybe 240, somewhere in there, but you know,
250?
She's of enough size.
270?
How tall is she? You know, growing up.
4'2", Mike.
How tall is she, Ian?
I can't remember exactly.
Come on, Ian.
She's probably about 5'6", 5'7".
Oh, okay.
5'6" or 7". Right. Who's the celebrity, since your sister is the poster girl for your website, overweightdate.com, who is the celebrity that you think your sister most resembles?
A celebrity that I couldn't even tell you.
All right, I'll throw some out. You tell me if she looks like them at all.
Sounds good. Go ahead.
And take race out of it. Star Jones.
No, she's
thin. Delta Burke at her fattest.
Well, at her fattest, no. My sister's definitely thinner.
The girl who plays Tony Soprano's sister.
Oh.
Janice.
Yeah. You know what? I think you got it.
Hey! All right.
Okay.
Hang on, now, did she hook up with a big guy?
This man is probably her equal.
Okay, so he'd be the same kind of weight proportion, right?
Yeah, not the biggest guy in the world, but he's no supermodel.
Now, do you have sponsors on this website, like maybe Krispy Kreme?
Now that would be great, but like many dating sites, we try and keep the site. We don't want to have any advertisers on there. We respect the privacy of our users.
Okay.
We don't want to bother them with advertisements.
Is there a chat? Is there a chat room? A message board?
Yep, exactly.
Is it is that at all explicit involving people and food?
Is it involving people and food?
Is it explicit?
You can say whatever you want to whoever you want if you're a member of the community.
Free speech. How do you weed out the weirdos from a website like this, or can you?
You can never do it entirely, but every day we go through and make sure that everyone's being relatively nice to each other. And of course, there's plenty of opportunities for our members to communicate with us and let us know if there's any issues we need to take care of.
Are you ready for a really low blow that really the guy doesn't deserve it, but I'm throwing it out there anyway?
Okay.
Go for it.
Have you heard on this side from a disc jockey named Jim London?
Just wondering. The name London never been on there?
Oh, hold on. We got it here. Overweight Dave. Now, on the website, you have, the picture is of a good-looking, slim woman and a good-looking, like, half-Oriental, half-American-looking guy. They don't look fat, the people on the front page of your website. Right?
You know who she looks like is that plus-size model M.
Oh, okay.
M.
They're head and shoulder shots.
He says that, you know, they're not really super big.
All right, let me... Some are, but I did a search for 25 to 35-year-old straight women anywhere in the U.S. for a short-term or fun relationship. I've seen like a half a dozen really cute faces on here.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You see
absolutely.
Any?
But you don't really know when those pictures were taken.
But was what?
I know.
Listen, what about the guys that are chubby chasers? I mean, do you have... Not that you have explicit pornography, but do you have, like, pictures of chicks that show what they really look like? Where it's not like they cropped off at the neck?
Right. Well, you know, it's up to each individual member. Since each member chooses which photos that they want to post, some people only show a headshot.
I would assume anybody going to overweightdate.com would probably... You know, you'd get, if you're going to be on that website, you're not lying anyway, you know.
You hit the nail on the head right there. Our members are more realistic than the members of any other dating community. These are people who have accepted themselves and have decided they're going to do something about finding
Buzz?
Love.
Yes.
And that's reflected in their profiles.
Type this in, please.
Okay.
Where it says search by criteria.
All right. Okay.
Hold on a second there.
Let me go back to the homepage.
I'm looking, because I've got it here, but you can type it in.
I'm deep into the bank.
I'm looking for a. Now, can you type something in, or do you have to go with the options that are on the menu that come down?
I believe you have to go with one of those options.
So I couldn't put, I'm looking for a horrendously fat, sloppy chick.
Well, I don't think you could use the negative words, because if you use the negative words, it probably would spit it out.
Here are the options. Straight man, straight woman, gay man, gay or bisexual man, lesbian woman. So let's say we're looking for a straight woman.
Uh-huh.
Between the ages of, if I'm looking for Mike, 18 to 25. Who lives anywhere, who is seeking...
Pick short-term relationship or fun.
Short-term relationship, fun.
Uh-huh.
And profiles with photos.
Right, and search now.
Search now, and we'll see if any real fat chicks come up.
click on the morbidly obese icon.
All right, well, Buzz, I don't know what pictures you were looking at.
I was looking at a slightly older age group.
I'm looking at, Well, Mike, I see... hey. Now, these are only headshots.
I got to come over.
But I see baby blue eyes.
I'll go down and look at Rebecca's face, second from the bottom on that first
Can you
page.
Enlarge? Ian, are you able to enlarge the pictures?
Yes. Would you want to
see? Now, hold on. Hold on. There's one girl on here. Look at this girl, Rebecca Lynn G. She looks like a hot porno actress model. There is nothing.
Enlarge the picture. Can you just turn that a little bit? Is that possible? Hold on.
Take a look. What's fat about that chick? She's fat. Yeah, but she's not. But if I'm going to overweight Dave...
I have a question. What kind of films have you been watching?
Hold on.
That's what I want to know.
Mike, here's my question.
Yes.
If I'm going to overweightdate.com, what I want is over the top.
But I think she looks like... She looks like Janice from The Sopranos.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but see, you can't tell from the picture because she's just leaning over, blowing you a kiss.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's a I think these are legitimate photos, right? And you check that, right, don't you?
Well, absolutely. I mean, these are people who are looking for love. They're not going to waste their time.
There you go. There you go.
That looks like
Jeep Jen.
That's like back by the cubicles of the WJFK sales
office. You know, she looked, no, it looks like upstairs. Looks like Travis.
That's Travis.
He looks like Travis.
That's Travis in drag.
Travis, the guy that runs our dumb button.
Wow.
So, okay, what's she saying? In my own words.
I am recently separated, heading towards divorce. I'm not really looking for anything serious. I generally go for tall, slim, athletic men.
Now,
that's what she's looking for.
Okay, so she's
in the wrong place, or she's looking for tall, slim, athletic men.
But then again, you said that guys that are chubby chasers...
But they can get on your website and do that, right?
Absolutely.
Has anyone posted a photo of themselves holding a roast turkey?
That would be funny, though. I haven't seen that.
Well, I'm looking at this thing, and the more pages that I scroll at... The more I see, like, CT Cutie, she's a good-looking girl. Southern Darling.
I think that the woman you saw was what you, that you saw. I mean, she was a big woman who was attractive.
Here's a good screen name. Thick Florida Girl.
Yeah, baby.
You know, when you see a girl who's thick.
Sure. Oh, I see her now, yeah.
You got your art on that page,
yeah.
And then you've got...
A nice smile.
Maxing Girl. VW Golf. VW Golf Girl.
What's your success rate, Ian?
It's actually excellent. I mean, we've been around for 4 years, and the database has grown exponentially, and we get success stories and testimonials sent to us every day.
You got any marriages? Got any marriages under your belt?
Just about to say, we've been responsible for marriages and certainly responsible for a lot of relationships.
Have there been any fat children that have that have been born as a result of overweightdate.com?
Yeah, are there any kids?
I'm confident. I'm
sure of it.
Confident.
That's great.
How do you feel about the fact that McDonald's has announced that they're going to be slimming down their supersized meals?
I think it's great. I mean, I think that...
No, you don't. That's not the right answer. It's not great.
That's bad for business.
You're making living on fat people.
You want to say it's unconstitutional that they're eliminating the supersized French fries?
Well, I think it's nice that there's all these people bringing attention, more attention to weight issues.
Ian, hold on a second.
Come on, Ian, we want to have a little fun here. It's a comedy radio show.
Let's cut through. Okay. You're here to make some money on this.
Ian, you got to say, with overweight.com, you're running that overweightdate.com, you got to say, you're pushing for the super, super size fries.
Because you're poor fat. Fat equals money.
Yeah, I mean, you don't care. I mean, that's what it's all about.
You know what? There's always going to be fat people. 64% of this country is overweight, according to our government.
I can't believe I haven't asked you this. Ian, are you fat?
You know what? I'm not.
Oh, there you go.
Are you chubby, okay.
I got, you know, I got a little bit, a little bit of the love handles here.
Are you married? Are you married?
I live with my girlfriend.
And is she fat?
No.
Boo!
Well, you know,
making money off of fat people,
and you're not even fat, and you don't even care that McDonald's is taking down the supersized stuff.
You go out right now. You go out and get some Haagen-Dazs ice cream right now.
Boo!
I
want to give you a name right now. I think she's married, but I want to give you the name. This should be the girl who is your absolute dream girl to be on the first page of your website.
What is it?
Her name is Kathy Whiteside. She works at WBIG.
Yeah, Kathy W. And get it? She works at WBIG.
Right. Listen, Ian, we hope your website gets as clogged as your sister's arteries. We hope. We hope that you get so many hits that the website gets constipation.
Yes.
That your hard drive becomes impacted and chalky.
It should be incredible.
And thanks for being on the show.
And I hope you get a lot of hits there, Ian.
Wonderful. On behalf of everybody here at OverweightDate.com, we really
appreciate it. You got your plug.
All right, skinny man, go away.
String Bean, you got your plug in. Okay.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Go have your nice Atkins food.
That's skinny Ian and his skinny girlfriend.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Right, he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Making money off of fat people. Hey, yeah,
exploiting them.
Isn't that what people have done for years?
Absolutely.
Yes, of course.
Hey, you're listening to two fat guys right now.
Absolutely. And you know, when we're against, if you're going to McDonald's, you're going to McDonald's for, keep the supersize.
Mike, here's the thing. It's just like our freedom of choice. Mm-hmm. And a freedom of speech, freedom of choice.
Yeah, and incidentally, for anybody that might not be bright enough to realize it themselves, once they take away the supersize fries, order two!
You are a genius.
Thank you very much. I'm here to help our listeners.
You just figured it really around the whole problem.
Supersize equals two larges, and I dare say you might get a bit more.
You know who would probably be interested in that is sexy preppy chick.
Okay, take a look at her picture on
OverweightDate.com. Now, that's a fat chick, right?
That's a pretty fat chick.
But still, not as fat as you would expect
no.
from OverweightDave.com.
No,
right?
No.
Right.
I want them fatter.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
He made it up.
You want to see sweaty pictures?
Yeah, baby.
That's another one. You should isolate. What'd you say? I want fat.
I want them fatter.
I want them fatter.
We put that one right on the heels of this.
Mike O'Meara, I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento. Now, if you're going to start taking things I say out of the show individually, I will have nothing to say anymore. It'll be horrible.
Buzz?
Yes.
Buzz,
yes.
What is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Late breaking news. In fact, lawmakers act faster and more harshly than expected against so-called radio indecency.
I knew this was up on the Hill today. Have they made some decisions?
They made a decision no one expected.
You're asking me.
I'm not.
Am I allowed to say you're asking me anymore?
I don't know.
Okay.
So. Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. Well, however it works out, it'll be great on OverweightDate.com.
Yeah, thank you.
That was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yep. What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They are old and pathetic. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Buzz's news now. Buzz brought to you by Vermax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer. Doctor developed.
Someone called for a doctor.
Clinically tested. Vermax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Vermax 1-888. Try VMAX. Now here's Guy. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Nobody expected lawmakers to act quickly.
Hi, Guy.
Or is this harshly?
Is this breaking news?
Yes, it is. There it is.
Okay. Nobody expected this. Nobody expected it so soon. Nobody expected it to be so tough.
Do I need the funeral music in the background? You tell me.
Get it ready.
All right, Rob, give that dun, 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 dun.
It was, for even expert advisors, a surprise in lawmakers' campaign against what they call indecency on radio and TV.
Here we go.
Today, a House panel okayed higher penalties for violations.
Okay.
You may cue the funeral dirge. Instead of the FCC's recommended $275,000, up from $25,000 before.
Oh, so you mean it's worse than that now? It's worse than 10 times the...
Okay. Wow.
What is it?
Lawmakers voted to make the fines $500,000 per violation with no maximum.
Ladies and gentlemen, the government is out of freaking control.
Insane.
Now, this is not passed yet, correct?
No, this is the recommendation from the committee that will pass it along to the rest of the lawmakers in the House.
Got a long
and they
way.
Still have to work it out with the Senate. But come to find out, the Senate is already moving more swiftly than anyone expected on its own legislation. Mm-hmm. So all they have to do is work out their differences.
Well, let's wait and see what happens.
It's done.
That's not a good sign.
No.
When they originally thought if you got fined for saying something you shouldn't say is $27,000.
Right.
So then they said, okay, we'll make it 10 times that, make it $275,000. Now they're saying it's $500,000.
Right. Hey, where are our lobbyists?
Yeah.
That's a question I'd like to have.
And a lot of the lobbyists for the broadcast industry, you know, they get the ear of Congress. This, right. It doesn't matter this time around.
No, apparently not.
Right.
Under the proposal, of three violations leads to a hearing about revoking the station's license, and indecency investigations would have to be completed within 6 months. Under
really?
The new rules.
That's fast-tracking it.
I wonder how Alan Linewine feels about that.
I think he's on top of the building right now.
Can't be good. At first, it was just a rumor.
You know, all you can do is laugh. All you really, at this point, can do is laugh. Yeah. And it seems that every day when Buzz does the news, mm-hmm. you know, it happens to be at the same time on the show.
Right.
So I don't want to dwell on it.
No. Right.
But I just want to say, if you guys don't realize, this is serious. And if one more person says to me, well, why don't you guys just go to satellite radio?
Yeah.
You know,
come on.
The answer is, listen, Mike and I can deal with the fact that these ridiculous Puritan rules are being forced down our throats. You know, we don't have to talk about duty to have a show. Duty's funny, but we don't have to talk about it or dwell on it.
Yeah, absolutely not.
But get beyond that. This is America. If you want to do a show about that, you should be able to.
Sure.
And if the public decides that they don't like it, that's how it works.
That's how it goes.
And incidentally, just for all of you people that are wound up about this stuff, here's an absolute fact that the highest rated indecent broadcasts in the country, mm-hmm. and I'm talking about, you could put us or Stern or Man Cow, mm-hmm. or Bubba the Love Sponge, anybody, the highest rating that anybody ever gets is a 10 share, which never even happens anymore, which means in a best case scenario,
right,
10% of a market is listening to a shock jock,
mm-hmm.
meaning already 9 out of 10 people have said, by not listening, they choose not to listen to it.
Exactly.
Right. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works.
Which is really...
We're concerned about the part of radio that 90% in a best case scenario have already decided is not right for them.
Exactly.
Right. You know, and when we talk about our audience share, you know, we say, oh, we're number one, we got a 5.6. What that really means... there's almost 95% of the market
mm-hmm.
that doesn't listen to us.
Exactly.
That's a fact that all radio broadcasters have to be honest about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's such a niche market now.
Oh, yeah, it's much more fragmented than it ever was. I mean,
absolutely.
It's just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. That the type of radio that Infinity used to offer was something that you knew what you were getting into.
Right.
You knew what it was. And listen, even the shows that were the biggest successes of all... still, in the overall picture, mm-hmm. had ratings that were minuscule.
Mm-hmm.
Still, all the other stations kill the stations that do this type of radio.
So what you're saying is it's much ado about nothing.
Yes.
Is that what, I mean, really, to make a big deal about us and what we do, it's really not that big.
Or anybody else in our arena.
Right.
I mean, really, even a dope like Rush Limbaugh,
mm-hmm.
and you can hear all of the talk about 600 radio stations and, you know, the most listened to broadcaster in the world. Still, a lot of shows on the WB have more loyal listeners or viewers
mm-hmm.
than Rush Limbaugh. Even as great as Rush Limbaugh's ratings are, even in the markets where he does the best,
mm-hmm.
still, 96-97% of the audience... says they don't listen to his show.
But it sounds so good on, you know, congressional plates.
That's
to,
what
to
it's
make
about.
That big deal.
That's
it
what
does.
It's about.
Because everybody just sounds so good when they're talking about how bad we are.
And as Mike said, we still have a long way to go to see how this will really turn out. But as Don said, it gives you a very clear idea of just how serious they are.
I think
this.
I've watched enough C-SPAN Buzz to see how the government works.
I believe the fine should be set at whatever limit you all determine. But the timing of the FCC actions to complete the process is more important.
There you go. Dingleberry breathing again.
My impression of justice
and
legislation going through Congress.
But everybody,
slow process.
Unless they're on a tear.
Everybody's cool with this, though. Everybody's cool with this.
Yeah.
Nobody's got a problem with the economy. No one's got a problem with Haiti. No one's got a problem with Iraq. No one's got a problem with anything that's going on. What we are really concerned about right now in America, there are two big things,
mm-hmm.
and it's a battle for number one. We're concerned about disc jockeys,
mm-hmm.
And we're concerned about baseball players taking steroids.
I think it's indecent, seriously, when somebody's got cancer and has to continue to go to work while they're getting chemotherapy because they can't get health care coverage unless they're going to work.
But that is, I think that's indecent.
That isn't as sexy as this issue.
No, really. No, this is great because you can talk about how horrible it was when I heard my little one saw Janet Jackson. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know, meanwhile, hey, HMO, you know, march right through. Screw everybody.
Change the subject.
Yeah,
hold on a second. Hello, Don and my show, Paul.
Yeah, how's it going?
Now, Paul, let me just say, I see on the screen you're from Vermont, and I just want to say, my first thought is, even though we have a huge audience in Vermont, and there we do, and keep in mind, we have something like a 22 share, which would still mean that there's almost 80% of the people that don't listen to the show in Vermont.
Right. Exactly.
However, since when did Vermont become San Francisco East? I mean, I'm not just talking about the gay marriage.
Yeah, well, isn't it Oregon today? Isn't that where the gay marriage is?
Yeah, both go.
But hold on. This is not about the gay marriage. It's just, it's crazy. Like yesterday, what were you people thinking voting Dean? I know he's your governor.
I think they were saying thank you for putting that kind of spotlight on Vermont.
It just makes me wonder. Is that the guy? It makes me wonder about what you guys are doing up in Vermont. And if maybe we should think about cutting you off.
No, please. But no, listen, guys. It's scarier than you think.
How so?
I sent an email to Clear Channel last night. Don, you talked about it, I think it was yesterday or the day before, how on their websites, these stations' websites, like the one here that has you guys on it, and it's a Clear Channel station.
Right.
I have no problems with anything about them, but I sent them an email out, and I pointed out to the fact that they had indecent stuff on their site. I get home today to check my email, and it's being disconnected by my ISP because of improper usage.
What is being disconnected?
My email account. Because I wrote to Clear Channel to
complain.
No, that was for voting for Dean.
Who is who canceled your email? I don't get that.
Mine's through the cable company because I have the high speed.
Yeah, I mean, did you use any inappropriate language?
I used ass.
That's okay. Yeah. But I think even if you write an email to a company complaining and you use the worst language in the world,
if you didn't threaten anyone.
At some point,
did you threaten anybody?
No. And I started thinking about that when I got home. I was like, did I make a threat?
Would they have been missed? Could it be lack of payment?
No, absolutely not.
Are you sure?
No. I'm positive.
Connection.
Are you sure you just didn't hit the wrong button on your computer and that maybe the whole thing? Let me just ask you what they always say when I call for help.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about just unplugging the unit, waiting 30 seconds, and plugging it back in?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's always the quickest. So you think that you were disconnected from your server because of content?
Totally. I got home. I checked my email not even 20 minutes ago. Well, maybe a half hour ago. And it said I had a warning. And I opened it up, and it said you were going to be disconnected within the next 3 days for improper usage. And I sent this email last night. I've never had this
who's your internet supplier who sent you this note?
It's Adelphia. That's our cable company.
Adelphia Cable. All right. I've heard of them.
Right.
Well, if I was you, I'd follow it up. I'd send an email and say, hey.
No, I'd be curious to see what the deal is with that. Maybe I don't think it would be for sending a letter to Clear Channel.
Yeah. Unless there's a part of the letter that we're not hearing about.
Yeah, right.
No. I just pointed out basically what you said, Don, that somebody could be offended by the content on their site and that it was kind of hypocritical to have this kind of stuff on their site.
Nothing sounds offensive in there.
I don't think there's a connection.
Not me. All right,
it was improper usage. They would have taken my computer away months ago.
Hello, Ramon, here's a call from Buffalo. Ramon.
Hey, I still got a question.
Hi.
Okay, hi. Why don't you go to satellite?
Did you hear what we just said?
This is our radio.
We will when you do.
This is where we got to stay for the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hey, Ron.
Lauren.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed your time on the show because it says Ron on the screen, but being as you have to give me an attitude
by correcting your name.
Hope you enjoyed your Did you enjoy your time on the show?
Oh, no.
Oh, too bad. I don't have that response.
Hey, you're getting good at that.
Insolent.
God, what is the... You know, hey, no, my name is Warren.
It's Lon.
Excuse me, my phone screener's retarded.
Don't hurt me.
Hey, put your right on, Ron. You take care of yourself. Mike, you want chicken breast? Let me just ask what happened back there. There's no major deal.
The guy mumbled Lauren, and Joe thought he said Ron.
Joe, what name did that guy say? I mean, you typed Ron on the screen for me. What name did he use when he called you? Do you remember?
He said Ron. I mean, these people, they never enunciate. They're on their fourth beer. They're angry at the government.
All right, Mo.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Do you mean that like homo or like Mo from...
Mo, you know, like Joe Mo.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
oh,
what
Joe Mo.
I was just getting the letter wrong.
Joe Mo.
I didn't really make... I wasn't commenting on Joe's sexuality.
Or I thought you might have been doing a Three Stooges thing. I'm thinking you're giving him way too much credit.
Well, that's the most
famous... If he's Mo...
Yeah, that's the most famous Mo.
I think the most famous Mo of all time
is Barry
Mo. Might be Jim J. Bullock.
Famous Mo.
I'm a famous Mo. I'm Jim J. Bullock.
Or? At first it was just a rumor. Now it's a published report that Michael Jackson is in rehab.
Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, I'm here every day.
He is in the news every day.
Hi.
Oh, but this is new.
Okay.
When the rumor first hit, Jacko denied it, saying he had simply taken his kids to Colorado to play in the snow for a few days.
Stay in the snow, please, and wear your veil.
That was well over a week ago. Now Us Weekly's going to press with this story.
I'm not a Mo.
Daddy, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be your snow angel. Daddy, I don't
want to
write my name in the snow.
I'm a famous Mo.
That Michael, here's the report that Michael is holed up in an Aspen hideaway being treated for, quote, a long-time addiction to alcohol and painkillers.
I just like to knock him back. Do you picture him
seriously? Jesus,
do you picture him knocking him back? I don't.
But all the stories about wine?
Wine.
Wine. And earlier this year, Vanity Fair reported that Michael was hooked on morphine and Demerol.
Wine. Vanity Fair.
Yeah. Well, the report says...
Jeff Christie.
The report says that since February 10th, Michael's been undergoing detox treatments by a controversial herbal healer from Honduras named Alfredo Bowman.
He's not controversial. He knows exactly where to put the herbs.
Quoting a source, he was brought in to cure Jackson's pain so he wouldn't need painkillers anymore.
Make me feel good.
The
Halle Berry.
Make me feel good.
The 70-year-old therapist has developed a treatment he calls African Bioelectric Cell Food Therapy.
I call this African Bioelectric Food
Therapy. Yeah.
Hello now, Michaels.
He claims that this therapy can cure...
You are the first white man I've ever given my African treatment to.
Hi.
This guy...
Hey, what am you doing here, Whitey?
I'm not. It's just makeup.
This therapist, I guess, claims that his therapy can cure cancer, AIDS, epilepsy, herpes, and a host of other ailments.
I got them all.
Eat the herbs, you Mo.
He treated hip-hop artist Lisa Left Eye Lopez, who then died at the age of 30.
That worked out good for her.
Bowman was once sued by the New York Attorney General for making false claims about his treatments. And that's where Michael is now.
Mm.
Elton John.
Buzz?
Yes?
Stop right. Let me just first say,
right.
Elton John is a gay.
Uh-huh.
And that's okay with us.
Yes, absolutely. Nothing wrong at all with that.
I wore a red ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
To the AIDS benefit, to the Emmys.
Mm-hmm.
Elton
Grammys.
John. Grammy. What is it?
The Grammys.
Give me the thing. Yeah. Elton John is again. We got a break anyway.
What does that mean?
What?
I'm doing the bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that's the last line. Sorry.
You want to play the whole thing?
Yeah.
Listen, my friend.
Yeah, here it is.
I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys.
Emmys.
I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
There you go.
Elton John is a gay.
Is he?
It's a gay.
Is he a gay?
Hi.
Is he? Hi, Mo.
He's a Mo.
Hey, Mo. All right, that story's coming up, Bo.
Elton John is engaged.
Is he engaged to a Mo?
Stay tuned.
Mo on Mo Love. We'll be right back. Mo Love.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the daytime Emmy Award-winning Don and Mike Show.
Right. Oh, about that. All right, threw away the newspaper that had the ratings. They had the ratings, the daytime ratings.
No.
And I think you'd be surprised.
Will ever get you through the night.
Yeah.
Throw my paper away already, Robbie. Clean up. Give me the purple section.
Real fast.
Thank you.
Thank you, pal.
It wasn't thrown away, pal.
Be a deer.
It was right here, my good man.
Pleased to be a deer.
Here you go. This is interesting. Beyond just regular TV ratings.
Yeah.
What they got here is the syndicated ratings.
Oh, okay.
So the shows that are on, like at 7 and 7.30 and 8 right. o'clock at night. Number one, of course, is still Wheel of Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
Then number three is Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is Seinfeld.
Right.
Number five is Friends. Then Entertainment Tonight, Dr. Phil, Everybody Loves Raymond, Judge Judy is down to number nine.
Mm-hmm.
And Live with Regis and Kelly Lee.
How are you?
Rounds out the top ten.
There you go.
My friends, I ask you, where is the Jolly J-Man?
Yeah, really.
The Jolly J-Man, just a year ago, was kicking ass.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the Jolly J-Man? I still like my Springer. I think there's still room for Springer.
Yeah. Springer is yesterday, baby.
Yeah. Still like him, though.
He's yesterday.
Still like him.
Is there a way you can break out the ratings for just really smart people? Maybe that's where the Jerry Springer show is doing very well.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's number one in Family Members.
You know, and they've got all kinds of ratings here. They have cable ratings. Did you know that?
What's the highest rated show on cable?
Monk on the USA Network.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
What?
That's very highly regarded. People love this.
Monk?
Yeah.
The number two rated
What's
cable
show. What's
about? About an hour.
The number two rated cable show is wrestling.
Detective show.
Number three is wrestling. Then The Real World. Then The Osbournes. And then it goes on with like all the reruns of Law and Order.
Okay.
On TNT.
Wow.
So that's...
Well, I think we've concluded one thing here. They shouldn't print the cable ratings.
It'd be better if they didn't.
Yeah, it'd be better off. We'd all be better for it.
Why?
Because I said so.
Why? I like reading them.
I agree with Mike.
I like talking about them.
No, because you just mentioned all the cable ratings, and it was
sad.
It was depressing, yeah.
Right, because they're just garbage on cable TV.
Right.
Where is Sex and the City?
Where's The Daily Show?
That was 2 weeks ago, and The Daily Show doesn't have ratings good enough to make it.
Well, I see, that's
Larry
sad.
David program.
What?
The Larry David program.
Yeah,
right,
your enthusiasm.
Hello, didn't make the top 15 last week.
It should, though, because it's very fun.
I mean, those programs you mentioned are not good.
No. I know they're not good. I got news for you, too.
I think it's fixed.
Our ratings stink, too.
Yeah, well, we're a good show, though.
Okay.
Very good show.
Okay, the Larry David show.
What's your point?
You said, where's the Larry David show?
No, Rob said that.
People don't like good shows.
I want to see Sex in the City.
And you mentioned
it. It's what I mentioned.
Sex in the City doesn't count.
Because
it's gone now.
Oh.
But if you must know, mm-hmm. Larry David came in number 32
really?
For the week among cable shows.
Oh, it's just not right.
No. He has 1.1 million viewers. Meanwhile... Something on Nickelodeon called Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, I watched that with
the kids. 3 million viewers.
Really?
Yeah.
How does SpongeBob do? Is he mentioned?
SpongeBob not in the cable top 15.
No. I'm shocked.
That doesn't make sense.
He's on every night in my house.
What's this world coming to?
I don't
know. And the last time I saw that show, I thought it was very offensive. I think they should take that show off.
I saw SpongeBob and I was looking at, seriously, a $500,000 fine.
And really, I'm wondering exactly why are his pants square?
Mm-hmm.
You ever wonder about that?
Yeah, do you think that? You want to talk about decency.
Okay.
why
are Bob's pants made of sponge material?
Exactly.
Question number one. Question
right.
number two.
Mm.
But Rob, he is Bob
but he, no, he's
square pants.
He is a sponge.
He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Guys, I don't watch the show.
You know the second lyric?
Absorbent and porous and yellow is he.
SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. I think we both vote for the same reason,
yeah,
I
absolutely.
Hope.
Yes, we do.
Because you love this filth. You love this filth. I stand behind the FCC. Let's clean up the airway.
Next thing you know, you're going to attack Squidward.
I find him odious and insegrevious.
He's a mo.
You know, how dare you, sir?
He is.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Remember back in the day when you were in high school? You say about some guy?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Look
sure.
at that buzz. What a mo.
A mo.
What a mo.
That's what they said.
That's what they said. I should have used someone else as an example. Let me try it again.
No, it's fine. Now, back to Elton John, right?
Oh, okay, he's a
mo. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Well, he loves the flowers, so there should be plenty of them at his wedding. Now that Rosie O'Donnell has married her significant other, Elton John says he's ready to do the same. He's just waiting for the British Parliament to say he can before he says I do to David Furnish. Quoting EJ, I was on the fence about it for a while. I've been married before. I thought, why would I want to get married again?
In those days, Elton really was on the fence and married a woman. But now he says we're definitely going to do it when it gets passed. No word on whether there'll be a prenup. Rosie and her spouse, Kelly Carpenter, opted not to have one.
I was watching Elton John. I know you got to watch time here, but I was watching something on VH1 a couple of weeks ago, one of those shows they run all the time. I love the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. I'm in the group of people as well. All the people who think, I really liked Elton John. You don't like him now. As a group, we like him now.
Right.
But back when he was really hot,
mm-hmm.
when he would wear the over-the-top gay outfits, like the Donald Duck outfit,
sure,
and he would sing Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting,
right.
I don't know anybody who back in the day thought when he was wearing the big gigantic glasses, nobody thought he was a mo.
Oh, no.
Everybody just thought, well, that's weird old Elton John.
Yeah, absolutely.
He sure can rock. Man, look at that outfit. Pooh. Boy, is he crazy. I mean, nobody even, like, behind closed doors said,
right,
don't you think that he likes, you know, something else?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, nobody did. Mm. What were we thinking back then?
We weren't all that concerned.
Yeah.
And we're a lot more concerned today.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That says something right
there. Yes, it does. I got to get this in. Michael Eisner's having a rough day. He won't likely lose his job running Disney, but there were people trying to make him nervous about that. Former board member Roy Disney and others were on a crusade, and still are, to convince at least 20% of the shareholders to withhold their approval for Eisner to continue in the job. They got 43%. Today, Michael Eisner, from the stockholders of Disney, got a 43% vote of no confidence. And although he gets to keep the job, we're hearing that his powers at Disney may be cut back.
Smith, you have confidence in me?
This is Smith, sir.
Yes, I know it is. That's why I'm speaking to you.
I'm thinking of what I want to say. I have confidence in you, sir.
Do you? I had a 43% vote of no confidence, Smith.
Sir, I have a 100% vote of confidence.
Will you come up to my office and show me?
My polling booth is open, sir.
Smith, they voted that I'm a mo.
Sir?
Yes.
You are a mo.
We're out of time, Smith.
I love you, Eisner.
I love you, Smith.
I love the fact that I don't have to call you Mr. anymore.
Treasure the secrecy.
I'll see you in the polling booth, Eisner.
Love, always.
Smith out. All my best.
Bye-bye. Smith and Eisner. Finally, a hooker has just cost 170 people their jobs in England. But that's just because the 53-year-old boss of that travel company spent too much of the company's money on a high-class hooker and two mistresses.
Good heavens, no.
Yes, he was spending £1,000 a night to be with sultry Tia. Plus, he bought her a BMW, a new bedroom furniture set, and took her on a trip to Bali, India. Quoting one unemployee, he was a brilliant boss. We were all gobsmacked when we found out.
Gobsmacked.
Gobsmacked. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No! No! That's it. We have
got to
go.
We will be back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Thank you for listening. Good day to you, sir.
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 Oh.
I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. You.
I'm gobsmacked.
Get me my vinegar. All my very best.
So long,
suckers.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.